bless your name. I bless your name. I give you all. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. In prisoner's chain, with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed at night, and in their prayer began to sing. Their chains were loose and they were free. I bless your name. I bless your name. I gave you honor. I gave you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. Some midnight hour, if you should find you're in a praise and in your mind, reach out and praise. Defy those chains and they will fall. Jesus' name, I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. So if you find that in your life you're in the midst of time so hard, reach out by faith to heights unknown, and you will find you're not alone. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name.
We'd really like to greet Sister Lily's brother, Vicky, and his wife, Nuria. God bless you. May the Lord bless you. It's nice to have you with us this morning. Yes, a lot of people away this weekend, so I thought maybe it's just a good chance just to answer a couple of questions here on the scriptures, which is a good thing. These kind of times when you can just be at home, take it easy and open the Bible. Let's pray for Brother Brian's sister Deirdre, still across in England. Brother George is in Leicester with Brother Crosby this weekend. And Brother Wilmore's in Zimbabwe. And a reminder that next Saturday evening, Brother Alan Connor will be with us. Just Saturday evening service only, 6 o'clock. Brother Alan from England, so keep that in prayer. Then the following weekend, 2 weekends' time, we'll be away in Scotland with Brother Brian Locke. But Brother Tommy is coming to take service on the Sunday. There's some people who are asking for prayer. Brother Vlad has one lady who's very sick, so we managed to arrange Brother Tom to come. So let's pray for that service as well. Let's open our Bibles. Let's open the book of Philippians chapter 2. We'll take our thought from this because it's a real good scripture.
Nous allons tirer une pensée de là parce que c'est une très bonne écriture.
And it's a good question.
Et une bonne question.
Philippians chapter 2, we'll read 12 and 13. The real question is from 12. What does verse 12 mean?
Qu'est-ce que le verset 12 signifie?
But we need to read the scriptures together. So we read up to 13 as well.
Versets 12 et 13 ensemble.
Philippians 2, verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So the question is, what does that scripture mean?
Qu'est-ce que cette écriture
to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
Travailler vers votre salut. That's a good avec question. Crainte et tremblement.
Let's also read in Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15.
Lisons 2 Timothée 2, verset 15.
Just to remind ourselves what the word says.
Juste pour nous rappeler ce que la parole dit.
And how the prophet puts this across about the word of God.
Et comment le prophète le place dans la parole de Dieu.
Remember what Paul said to Timothy, 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. He says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's an important thing, to rightly divide the word of truth. How do the scriptures fit together? Let's bow our heads. Father, this day, how glad that we are, Father, to be in your service. What a privilege, Lord Jesus. We know that it's not by power, it's not by might, it's not by merit of any person that any of us would be here upon this day. It's not because of, Father, natural abilities that we have that are better than other people or characteristics, Lord, that, Father, would outshine the people that wouldn't be here. But, Father, we're only, as the song says, we're here by your grace. And, Father, we so appreciate your grace upon this day. And Father, how we desire that our service would be the outworking of your grace. Just a realization of what you've done for us. That Father, we may just give ourselves to you and say, Lord, let your will be done through us. And as we'd open up your word, Father, even as your prophet said, Father, Bible teaching, it's thin ice. Oh Lord, may you help us to rightly divide the word of truth. May you help us upon this day, Father. Thank you for the prophet who says that he preached just what Paul preached. Father, how we thank you for the Apostle Paul. How we thank you for the foundation that was laid. How we thank you for a sure word of prophecy. How we thank you for something, Lord, that is steadfast. How we thank you for something that is an anchor within the veil. Father, bless your people. Father, many people are away this day. I pray for each and every one of them, wheresoever they would be. Watch over them, Lord. May there be a blessing where they are. Father, may they receiving a blessing where they are. And bring us back together again, Father, as your people, once again, when they'd be back, thinking of Brother Alan when he had come, that you'd bless him, that your hand would be upon him, and Brother Tom when he had come to pray for the sick, how we pray, that Father, you would do as, Father, you've always been faithful to do, just to reveal your hand, Father, your outstretched hand on behalf of your people once again. Bless your people this day, Father, even as we just gather in this place, just as your people, Father, around your word. Father, we desire communion. We desire fellowship with you this day. We desire that as we go from this place, we'd be better people, better equipped to serve you. Bless the visitors in our gates. Sister Lily's brother and sister, I pray, his wife, I pray for both of them that you'd bless them. May they feel at home in your house. Father, may your presence be their portion upon this day. We thank you for song worship, Lord. Bless the interpreter this day as well, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated, saints. Just before we get to the scripture,
juste avant d'aller à l'écriture,
we're looking at the topic today just of making your calling sure.
Le sujet, c'est être sûr de votre
élève. But before we get to that, I just want to take on this scripture here where Paul was saying to Timothy
prenons d'abord cette écriture où Paul
about rightly dividing the word of truth.
Au sujet de diviser droitement la parole de vérité.
You know, if the Bible was so easy just to understand that anybody could just understand it,
si la Bible était facile à comprendre, tout le monde pouvait la
comprendre, and put it together,
et la rassembler,
there wouldn't be thousands of different denominations.
Il n'y aurait pas eu toutes ces dénominations.
And just the same in the message.
C'est la même chose
if
avec
the message was so easy just to put the pieces together, we wouldn't have all the factions that we have in
si
the message.
Si le message était facile, on n'aurait pas toutes les différentes.
And that's why Paul gives us this exhortation.
C'est pourquoi Paul nous donne cette exhortation.
Which he was saying to Timothy.
Il disait à Timothée.
And we would put ourselves as Timothy today.
Et nous nous plaçons comme Timothée.
And he says, rightly divide the word of truth.
Disant que nous devons diviser droitement la parole.
You know, if you read on this, you'll see that Paul used to make tents. He was a tent maker by profession.
Si vous lisez, vous verrez que Paul était un faiseur de tentes.
And when the Bible says rightly divide, it means to cut straight.
Quand la Bible dit diviser droitement, ça veut dire.
And Paul, when he used to make his tents,
et Paul, il était un faiseur de
tentes. A tent would have been made out of a lot of different pieces.
Une tente est faite de plusieurs morceaux.
And you had to cut each of the individual pieces exactly right.
Il devait couper chacun de ces morceaux correctement.
In order for the whole tent to come together in the way that it should at the end.
Pour que toute la tente vienne ensemble. De la bonne manière.
And Paul was saying it about the scriptures as well.
Et Paul le disait aussi au sujet des écritures.
Is every piece has its place.
Si chaque pièce est à sa
and
place.
Every scripture has to fit with another scripture.
Et chaque écriture doit s'accorder avec une autre
the
écriture.
Moment one scripture seems to contradict another scripture,
quand une écriture semble contredire,
we're not rightly dividing that scripture.
Nous ne la divisons pas.
Now we haven't found the right way to place that scripture in the place
nous
that it should be placed.
La bonne manière de placer cette écriture.
Now the prophet says the Bible is like a jigsaw puzzle.
Le prophète dit que la Bible c'est comme un puzzle.
You might pick up a piece and say it goes down here.
Vous pouvez prendre une pièce et dire que ça s'accorde.
He says it might not, it might go up here.
Il dit ça peut ne pas aller là-bas.
Therefore, all of God's word
alors, chaque
has to coordinate from Genesis to Revelation.
Doit s'accorder de la Genèse à l'Apocalypse.
Friends, it's so easy just to take one verse
c'est facile de prendre
and
un
to make a doctrine.
Et en faire une doctrine.
But you never want to base your salvation or your calling on that.
Tu dois pas passer et placer ton salut sur
the scriptures, the prophets have to dovetail.
L'écriture, le prophète dit, doit s'accorder.
Every scripture has to fit together with every other scripture.
Chaque écriture doit s'accorder avec le reste.
Then you know
alors,
that
sais,
you're putting together of the jigsaw puzzle.
Que quand tu rassembles ton puzzle,
it's going to come out right in the end.
Cela va donner la bonne image à la
and terre. In a jigsaw puzzle, each piece can only go in one place.
Et dans un puzzle, chaque pièce peut aller seulement à
you
un
can't
seul
just
endroit.
Pick and choose pieces and
vous ne pouvez pas seulement prendre
try to fit it the way that you want to fit it together.
Et les rassembler comme toi tu veux.
God doesn't give us jurisdiction like that in His Word.
Dieu ne nous donne pas cette juridiction sur sa parole.
In the message, Christ is revealed in His own word.
Dans la prédication, Christ est révélé dans sa propre parole.
The prophet says, now in order to study the scriptures,
le prophète dit, pour étudier la
Paul
parole,
told Timothy,
Paul a dit à Timothée,
study it.
Étudie-la.
Rightly dividing the word of God.
Divisant droitement la parole de Dieu.
He says, so there's three musts in the scripture.
Il dit, il y a trois choses que vous devez observer dans les écrits.
In using God's word, there's three things that you must not do.
Il y a trois choses que vous ne devez pas faire quand vous étudiez.
He says, let's study this for the next 10 minutes.
Il dit, étudions cela.
Three things you must not do.
Trois choses que vous ne devez pas faire.
He says, be sure to put these down in your mind if you don't have a pencil.
Placez cela dans votre esprit.
You must not misinterpret the word.
Vous ne devez pas mal interpréter la parole.
That's the first thing.
C'est la première
when
chose.
You're dealing with the word,
quand vous traitez
to misinterpret is to explain something in the wrong sense.
Mal interpréter, c'est mal expliquer quelque
chose. We must never misinterpret the word.
Vous ne devez jamais mal
interpréter. God is His own interpreter.
Dieu est son propre interprète.
And everything must fit together with everything
else. Chaque chose doit s'accorder avec le reste.
He says, secondly, we must not misplace the word.
Deuxièmement, nous ne devons pas déplacer la parole.
That's to take a certain scripture and put it in the wrong place.
C'est prendre une écriture et la placer à un endroit qui n'est
and
pas.
And he says finally, we must not dislocate the word.
Et troisièmement, nous ne devons pas disloquer la parole.
Like if you dislocate your shoulder, it doesn't fit properly.
C'est comme si vous disloquez quelque
chose. Never try to make the scriptures fit when they don't fit.
N'essayez pas de faire la parole s'accorder avec quelque
you find
chose.
That with women ministry.
Nous le trouvons comme avec les femmes.
Brian Maxwell was preaching about genuine women's ministry, which was tremendous stuff.
Comme le frère prêchait sur le ministère
but
des femmes.
But the denominations they take certain scriptures.
Mais les dénominations prennent certaines.
And they dislocate them.
Et les disloquent.
Or they misplace them.
Oui, les déplacent.
They put them in the places they're not supposed to be.
Les placent à l'endroit où ils ne sont pas
censés. And they'll justify women preaching.
Et justifie que les femmes
but that does not fit the continuity of God's word.
Mais cela ne s'accorde pas à la continuité.
Every priest in the temple was male.
Chaque sacrificateur dans
there was never a woman priest in the Old Testament.
Il y a jamais une femme sacrificateur.
Yes, there were judges, and that's politics, the prophet said.
Il y avait des juges, ça c'était la politique.
When God wanted to rebuke Israel, he'd raise up a woman prophet as a rebuke to the nation.
Quand Dieu voulait réprimander, il a élevé une femme
prophète. As a judgment sign.
Ça, c'était un signe de
but you can't break the continuity of the word.
Vous pouvez pas briser la continuité
Adam,
de l'écriture. Adam,
when sin entered in,
quand le péché
he was given the headship.
Il lui a été donné
then right through the Old Testament,
et tout le long de l'Ancien
the
Testament,
order of God's house,
l'ordre de la maison
it was always men who ran God's house.
C'était les hommes qui conduisaient
la and when Jesus came, he chose 12 disciples. Everyone was a man.
Et les 12 apôtres de Jésus, c'était tous
every
les
one of the church age messengers was a man.
Tous les messagers de l'église, c'était des hommes.
Paul, the first one.
Paul, le
the apostle messenger today, he was a man.
Le messager aujourd'hui, c'est
every one of his ministers under him, Timothy and Titus and so forth, were men.
Chacun de ses ministres, les Timothée, les Titus,
friends, you're breaking the continuity of God's word.
Vous brisez la continuité de la parole
but people
de Dieu.
Take one scripture out of place.
Mais les gens déplacent une écriture.
When Paul says in Christ,
quand Paul a dit
there's
en Christ,
neither Jew nor Greek.
Il n'y a plus de Juif ou de Grec.
There's neither male nor female.
Il n'y a plus d'homme ou de femme.
That's speaking of salvation.
Ça, cela concerne
concerning salvation, there's no difference if you're a man or woman.
Pour le salut, y a pas de différence que tu sois
concerning
homme ou
the manifestation of the Spirit,
concernant la manifestation
God can use a woman just as much as a man
Dieu peut utiliser
to testify,
un homme comme une femme
to
pour témoigner,
bring people to Christ,
pour amener les gens à Christ,
to have a ministry of intercession and prayer.
Pour avoir le ministère d'intercession
but concerning
prière,
authority,
mais concernant l'autorité,
from the beginning of the Bible to the end.
Du début à la fin
God
de
has put man in the position of authority.
Dieu a placé l'homme en position
and for us to misplace that scripture or to dislocate that scripture,
quand nous déplaçons, nous disloquons cette écriture,
your jigsaw puzzle is not going to fit together in the end.
Puzzle ne va plus s'accorder correctement.
Because it doesn't fit together with the rest of the Bible.
Parce que cela ne s'accorde pas avec le reste
and
de
friends,
la Bible.
It's really important to remember that.
C'est toujours important
because
de
so much
rappeler.
That has happened in the Christian world
parce qu'il y a beaucoup qui arrive
has
dans
come
le monde
because
chrétien.
Of this.
Et à cause de
isolating scriptures,
à cause de l'isolement
misplacing scriptures,
du mauvais placement
misinterpreting scriptures.
De la mauvaise interprétation.
That's why the prophet said there's got to be a continuity.
C'est pourquoi le prophète dit qu'il doit y avoir une continuité
in the word.
Dans la parole.
And another principle about God's word.
Un autre principe dans la parole de Dieu.
God has hidden his truth in his word.
Dieu a caché sa vérité dans sa parole.
You know, God's truth isn't just open to everybody.
La vérité de Dieu n'est pas ouverte à tout
in
le monde.
In order to get the truth out of God's word.
Pour tirer la vérité de la parole
you've got
de Dieu,
to approach it the right way.
Vous devez vous en approcher
you've
de la
got to
manière.
Come humbly.
Vous devez venir humblement.
You've got to take off your shoes, spiritually speaking.
Vous devez enlever vos chaussures.
You've got to be teachable.
Vous devez être quelqu'un qu'on
you've
peut enseigner.
Got a desire
vous devez avoir
to hear from God.
D'écouter
many
de
people
Dieu.
Approach the Bible with a critical outlook.
Mais les gens viennent avec un esprit critique devant
or
la parole
you approach
de Dieu.
The word with your, the answer already made up in your mind.
Vous venez avec une réponse déjà fixée dans votre tête.
And you want to find something to vindicate what you've already made up in your
vous
mind.
Vous voulez trouver quelque chose pour confirmer ce que toi tu as déjà conçu dans ta pensée.
The word has never changed.
La parole ne change jamais.
Jesus was the word.
Jésus était la
he
parole.
He was the word made flesh.
Il était la parole
faite. Remember when the people came to Jesus.
Rappelez-vous quand les gens sont venus
remember
à Jésus.
The people who came with a critical attitude.
Les gens qui sont venus avec un esprit
or like
critique.
The Pharisees, they thought they knew better.
Les pharisiens, par exemple, qui se pensaient qu'ils connaissaient
and
mieux.
They came with that kind of approach to Jesus.
Ils sont venus avec cette approche auprès de Jésus.
Jesus never unveiled the answer of his word to them.
Jésus n'a pas dévoilé sa parole à
people
eux.
Who came with questions to Jesus.
Les gens qui sont venus avec des
and
questions
they weren't
à Jésus.
Humble. and desiring to learn and willing to be instructed and willing to be corrected, the word never did them any good. Instead, Jesus would ask them questions in return.
Au contraire, Jésus leur retournait des questions.
So the people would leave the presence of Jesus with more questions than when they first came.
Les gens qui lui quittaient la présence de Jésus avec plus de questions que quand ils sont.
That's how God has made His truth.
C'est comme ça que Dieu a fait sa vérité.
But to anybody that would humble themselves.
Mais quelqu'un qui s'humilie.
If you are seeking to know God's will.
Si tu cherches à connaître la parole.
If you are seeking to understand.
Si tu cherches à comprendre.
What God expects of you.
Ce que Dieu attend de vous.
What God expects in your life.
Ce que Dieu attend de vous dans votre vie.
And you come
vie,
that way. God will always unveil His truth to you. But God has a principle in nature.
Mais Dieu a un principe dans la
nature. I like the saying that I found once.
J'aime cette dicton.
It's an old Christian saying.
Tous les chrétiens disent,
it says God has hidden every precious thing.
Que Dieu a caché chaque chose précieuse.
In such a way that it is a reward to the diligent.
À tel point que c'est une récompense pour
quelqu'un
qui cherche.
So God's truth is a reward to the diligent.
La vérité de Dieu c'est une récompense pour les chercheurs.
It's a prize to the earnest.
C'est un prix pour les gens qui sont honnêtes.
So you've got to be sincere, earnest when you approach God.
Vous devez être,
and His word.
Vous devez être sincère et persévérant dans la parole de Dieu.
They say, but it's a disappointment.
Mais c'est une déception.
To the slothful soul.
À ceux.
To the person who's not really cared.
À quelqu'un qui n'est pas,
you approach the word, it's going to disappoint you every time.
Vous allez toujours être déçu.
Because all nature,
parce que chaque nature
is arrayed against the lazy.
C'est une course contre le paresseux.
A nut
un écrou
is hidden in a thorny case.
Il est caché dans une boîte.
So to get the precious thing out, you've got to break the case of the nut.
Une noix est cachée dans une écorce. Pour la voir, vous devez casser l'écorce.
A pearl.
Une perle.
Is buried beneath the ocean waves.
Est toujours cachée en dessous des vagues.
Gold.
L'or.
Is imprisoned in the rocky bosom of the mountains.
Est toujours cachée dans les rocs des montagnes.
A gemstone.
Une gerbe, une pierre précieuse.
Is found only when you crush the rock that surrounds it.
Et les trouver seulement quand vous cassez le roc qui l'environne.
So truth and God.
Ainsi la vérité en
must
Dieu
be earnestly sought.
Doit être recherchée avec persévérance.
If you desire truth like diamonds, the Bible says, as precious things.
Si vous désirez la vérité comme une chose précieuse,
you'll find God
diamant,
is so abundant in revealing His truth.
Vous allez trouver que Dieu est prêt à révéler sa
If you desire it above all things, Solomon said.
Si vous le désirez au-dessus de tout,
it'll be life to those who find it.
Ce sera la vie pour ceux
it'll
qui
be
la
health to you. It'll be everything that you need.
Ce sera la santé dont tu as besoin.
But it just depends on the way that you approach truth.
Mais cela dépend de votre approche.
You find people asking questions sometimes.
Nous trouvons des gens qui se posent des
questions.
But
you parfois. Can see, not saying this question, but generally questions.
Mais vous allez voir que
from people who don't believe the message.
Les questions des gens qui
but you can
pas
see
message,
there's not an earnestness to know the truth.
Vous allez découvrir qu'il n'y a pas un désir de trouver
therefore,
la vérité.
Jesus says, do not cast your pearl before swine.
Alors Jésus a dit, ne jetez pas votre pain devant les pourceaux.
But to anybody that would come,
mais quelqu'un qui vient,
hungering and thirsting,
affamé, assoiffé,
God is a rewarder.
Dieu est
of those who diligently seek Him.
Il est le rémunérateur
so if you're trying to find truth for your life,
si vous cherchez la vérité pour votre
you're trying to find what God has in store for you,
c'est que Dieu a en réserve pour
it requires
vous.
A diligence.
Cela demande
it requires an earnestness.
Une persévérance, une soif.
It requires a teachableness.
Cela une disponibilité à être enseigné.
It requires a taking off your shoes and a humbling yourself.
Cela vous exige d'enlever vos chaussures
et and then you'll find the burning bush will speak
alors
to you.
Alors vous allez trouver le buisson
and God will unveil the rich treasures of His word.
Et Dieu va révéler les richesses de sa parole.
And may God always allow us to be teachable.
Et Dieu nous permet toujours d'être
so if you look in Philippians chapter 2,
si nous voyons dans
what does Paul mean when he says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling?
Philippiens chapitre 2, quand Paul dit, travaillez avec crainte et tremblement.
The Catholics will use that scripture.
Les catholiques utilisent cette écriture.
And will tell you
et ils vont
that you
dire,
don't really, you can never really know that you're saved
Vous ne pouvez jamais savoir que vous êtes sauvé.
In this life,
dans cette vie,
they do not believe you can have the assurance of salvation now.
Ils pensent que vous ne pouvez pas avoir l'assurance du salut.
Because they say the Bible says you must work out your salvation. Paul speaking to Timothy.
Parce que ils disent que la Bible dit vous devez travailler envers votre salut.
With fear and trembling.
Avec crainte et tremblement.
It's like the Muslims.
C'est comme les
the Muslims don't believe.
Les musulmans ne
that you can know that you're saved.
Que vous pouvez savoir que vous êtes
sauvé. They believe it's only at the great judgment that you'll know whether you have eternal life.
Ils croient que c'est seulement au jugement dernier que vous saurez.
But friends, God doesn't run His business like that.
Mais Dieu ne fait pas les choses
comme ça. In order to get real service from His people.
Pour obtenir le vrai service de son peuple.
How can we serve God acceptably, friends? With all our hearts.
Comment pouvons-nous servir Dieu avec tout notre
cœur? If we don't have an assurance of salvation.
Si nous ne sommes même pas sûrs de notre
salut. If we're wondering whether we're saved.
Si nous nous demandons si nous
sommes sauvés. Is it possible for you to go and tell somebody else?
C'est impossible pour vous d'aller dire à quelqu'un
about the wonders of salvation.
Au sujet des merveilles.
When you yourself are wondering whether you're saved.
Si vous-même vous n'êtes pas sûr si vous êtes sauvé.
So obviously Paul, when he says, "Work out your salvation."
C'est pourquoi Paul, quand il dit travailler
with fear and trembling,
avec crainte et tremblement,
he's not speaking about you all your life wondering, "Am I saved?"
Ça ne veut pas dire que vous demandant toute la vie.
He says, "Work out your salvation."
Il dit travailler.
He doesn't say, "Work for your salvation."
Il ne dit pas travailler pour votre salut.
There's a big difference there.
Il y a une différence là.
We've got to allow salvation to work itself out. That's what Paul is saying.
Permettre au salut de se manifester lui-même.
No man can work for his salvation.
Personne ne peut travailler pour son
salut.
That's
blasphemy.
Ça, c'est un blasphème.
Because if there's anything you can do to work for your salvation,
il y a rien que vous pouvez faire pour travailler pour votre
then
salut.
Jesus died in vain.
Alors Jésus était mort en vain.
God has already worked out our salvation.
Dieu a déjà pourvu pour notre salut.
Before the foundation of the world,
avant la fondation du monde,
the work of your salvation, mine, was already worked out.
Le travail de votre salut et le mien a été déjà achevé.
So that's not what Paul is meaning.
C'est pas ce que Paul veut dire.
It's a different thing.
C'est une chose
what Paul is saying,
c'est que Paul dit,
is the salvation that God has worked in you.
C'est ce salut que Dieu a placé en vous.
Now allow that salvation to work itself out to its conclusion.
Permet maintenant que ce salut puisse
work
arriver à
out
sa conclusion.
Your salvation.
Travailler en
with
fait
fear and trembling.
Salut avec crainte et tremblement.
The prophet says in broken cisterns.
Dans les citernes crevassées.
He says man is a failure to begin with.
Un homme, l'homme est une faillite pour commencer.
That's the reason he needs a savior.
C'est pourquoi il a besoin d'un
he could
sauveur.
Not save himself.
Parce qu'il peut pas se sauver.
He cannot do anything for it.
Il peut rien faire à ce propos.
He is lost to begin with.
Il est perdu pour commencer.
He's born in the world sinful.
Il est né pécheur dans le monde.
He comes to the world speaking lies.
Il vient au monde disant des mensonges.
He's a liar to start with.
Il est un menteur pour commencer.
So how in the world can he do anything for himself?
Comment peut-il faire quelque chose pour lui-même?
He says there's no holy man.
Il dit qu'il y a pas de
there's no saint. Holy church.
Il y a pas d'église sainte.
It's the Holy Ghost.
C'est le Saint-Esprit.
Not a holy church.
Pas la sainte
not
église.
A holy people.
Pas les saints peuples.
It's the Holy Ghost among a people.
C'est le Saint-Esprit parmi le peuple.
So the work of salvation is God's work.
L'œuvre du salut, c'est l'œuvre de Dieu.
The Bible says salvation is of the Lord.
La Bible dit le salut appartient à Dieu.
When God looked at you and I,
quand Dieu vous a regardé, vous et moi,
down the line of salvation,
dans la ligne de
there's only one that he could trust to work out salvation.
Il y a un seul qu'il pouvait, en qui il pouvait croire, qu'il pouvait donner
and that
salut.
Was Jesus.
Et c'était le,
there was
c'était
only
Jésus.
One who's the faithful one.
C'était le seul fidèle.
There's only one that wouldn't fall short.
C'était le seul qui ne pouvait pas tomber.
And that is Jesus.
Et c'était Jésus.
And that is why, like Brother Tommy preached one time,
c'est comme le frère Tommy avait prêché
that
une fois,
God assumed total responsibility for our salvation at Calvary.
Dieu avait pris la totale responsabilité de notre salut au Calvaire.
In God's mind, the work was finished before the foundation of the world.
Dans la pensée de Dieu, le travail était fini avant la foundation du
monde. And your name was written in His book.
Et vos noms ont été écrits dans le livre.
And He says, "Your names are in the palms of my hands."
Et il dit, vos noms sont dans la paume de ma main.
And Jesus said, "Of all that you've given me, I've lost none of them."
Et Jésus a dit, tout ce que tu m'as donné, je n'ai perdu personne.
He can never lose His sheep.
Il ne peut jamais perdre ses
brebis. The work of salvation
l'œuvre
is
du
the
salut
work of God.
C'est l'œuvre l'œuvre de Dieu.
And Revelation chapter 5 confirms that to us.
Et l'Apocalypse 5 nous le confirme.
No one could touch the book of redemption.
Personne ne pouvait toucher le livre de
rédemption. No one was permitted or qualified even to look upon that book.
Personne n'était qualifié ne fût-ce que de le regarder.
When that book of redemption was sitting in the hand of the one who seated on the throne.
Quand ce livre de rédemption était dans la main de celui qui était sur le trône.
Man, you and I.
L'homme, vous et
man
moi.
Born of woman.
L'homme né de la
man
femme.
Man born in sin.
Né dans le péché.
Was absolutely disqualified.
Était complètement disqualifié.
From the very beginning. And there was only one that was worthy.
Il y avait un seul qui était
and that was the lamb that was slain from before the foundation of the
c'était
world.
L'agneau immolé avant la fondation
and
du
he
monde.
Alone could take the book.
Lui seul pouvait prendre le livre.
He alone was counted faithful and worthy and true.
Lui seul était trouvé digne et fidèle
to work out
pour
man's salvation.
Procurer le salut de
and
l'homme.
It wasn't easy for him.
Et c'était pas facile
when
pour
he
lui.
Came
quand il est venu,
and he walked in the days of his flesh.
Et il a marché dans les jours
his working out our salvation was not an easy path that he had to walk.
Son travail pour nous amener le salut, c'était pas un travail facile.
But he finished the work.
Mais il a achevé
and
le
when
travail.
He said it was finished, it was finished.
Et quand il a dit que c'était fini, c'était
and
fini.
Woe be to any man that would want to add anything to that work.
Et
woe be to any man that would want to add to that work.
Qui est celui qui veut ajouter à ce travail?
So I just wanted to make it clear that Paul is not speaking.
Et je veux seulement clarifier que Paul
that a believer
que ne dit
should
pas
go through your whole life wondering, am I saved?
Qu'un croyant doit toute sa vie se demander,
you in fear and trembling, wondering, am I saved? Am I going to be there on that day?
Tremblant, suis-je sauvé et suis-je dans l'obéissance?
That would contradict the other scriptures.
Cela contredit le reste.
Jesus himself said, rejoice for your names are written in heaven.
Jésus lui-même dit, réjouissez-vous parce que vos noms sont écrits.
Paul to the Philippians, he says, greet my fellow laborers whose names are written in the book of life.
Paul dit aux Philippiens, saluez mes frères qui dont les noms sont écrits.
Paul knew that he was saved.
Paul savait qu'il
Peter
était sauvé.
Knew that he was saved.
Pierre savait qu'il était sauvé.
You have to work for God from the place of salvation.
Vous devez travailler pour Dieu de la position du salut.
Once you're saved,
quand tu es sauvé,
and you have the assurance of salvation,
et que vous êtes sûr du salut,
you can now start working out from there.
Vous pouvez maintenant commencer à travailler à partir de
you
là.
Can now start to manifest
vous pouvez maintenant commencer à manifester
the very purpose of your calling.
Le but même de votre appel.
What it means
c'est que cela veut dire,
is that God worked something in you.
Dieu a fait quelque chose en
with
vous,
your new birth.
Avec votre nouvelle naissance.
That was God's part.
C'était ça, la
now God says to you, there's a new birth.
Dieu vous dit, il y a eu
everything that you need, I've put in you.
Tout ce dont tu as besoin, je
in seed form.
Sous forme de
the semence. Potential is in you.
Le potentiel est
the
dans
prophet
vous.
Says, when you receive the Holy Ghost, everything that you need
le prophète dit, quand vous recevez le
for life's journey is in you.
Pour le voyage
but it's vous. Potential in you.
Cela est en vous
now Paul puts it to Timothy. Timothy,
now
work that out.
Il dit, maintenant,
let what God has put in you, let it work itself out.
C'est que Dieu a placé en vous. Laisse cela maintenant se
let it express itself fully.
Laisse cela s'exprimer totalement.
Let the purpose of your calling come to its fullness.
Que le but de votre appel vienne à sa plénitude.
That's very much what Paul is saying in this verse, and we'll see it as we go.
C'est ce que Paul dit dans ce verset.
The prophet says in the message absolute.
Dans le message l'absolu, le prophète dit.
He's speaking of the book of Acts when Paul says.
Il parle du livre des Actes quand Paul dit.
None of these things move me.
Rien de ces choses ne me déplace.
All the opposition that Paul had.
Toute l'opposition que Paul avait.
Everything that he went through.
Tout ce qu'il a vécu.
Paul says none of these things move me.
Paul a dit rien ne peut me séparer.
Neither count I my life dear unto myself.
Je ne compte pas ma vie comme étant chère.
So that I might finish my course.
Pour que je puisse terminer ma course.
And the ministry which I've received of the Lord Jesus.
Et le ministère que j'ai reçu du Seigneur Jésus.
To testify the gospel of the grace of God.
Pour témoigner l'évangile de
la grâce de Dieu. So Paul knew his salvation.
Paul savait qu'il était sauvé.
But Paul had one desire.
Mais Paul avait un désir.
The prophet calls it Paul's absolute.
Le prophète l'appelle l'absolu de Paul.
Paul had one thing in his life that overrode anything else.
Paul avait quelque chose dans sa vie qui déclassait
tout. Was he desired that which Christ had laid hold of him for?
Il voulait que c'est pourquoi Christ l'avait gardé.
To be fully expressed.
Pour que cela s'exprime.
To finish his course.
Pour terminer sa course.
To fulfill his ministry.
Pour accomplir son ministère.
To achieve the purpose of his salvation.
Pour atteindre le but de son salut.
And that's what Paul's saying to us today.
C'est ce que Paul nous dit.
You and I, friends, we should have an absolute.
Nous devons avoir un absolu.
We should have one thing that is above our education.
Nous devons avoir quelque chose qui est au-dessus de
notre éducation.
One thing
that is above our reputation.
Au-dessus de notre réputation.
One thing is above our earthly comfort.
Même au-dessus de notre confort terrestre.
He said we might finish this course.
Il dit nous devons terminer cette
course. And the ministry that we've received.
Et le ministère que nous avons
because
reçu.
When God saved you,
parce que quand Dieu
He
vous a
saved
sauvé,
you for a purpose.
Il vous a sauvé dans un but.
And now you need to allow that salvation, the work of salvation that God has begun in you.
Maintenant vous devez permettre que cette œuvre de salut que Dieu a
let it express
vous,
itself fully.
Que cela s'exprime
let us see the purpose of your salvation.
Que cela soit le but de
why
votre
did
salut.
God call you?
Pourquoi Dieu vous a-t-il appelé?
What was the purpose?
Quel était le
of this visitation of God's grace
de cette visitation de la
when
grâce
he came
de
and deposited salvation inside of you.
Quand il a venu placer le salut en
what
vous.
Was the purpose? Why did he do that?
Quel était le but? Pourquoi
that's what Paul fait? Is saying to Timothy.
C'est
work
Paul
out
dit,
your salvation
travaillez envers
with fear
salut,
and trembling.
Avec crainte et
tremblement. And to prove it, the next verse says,
prouver,
for it is
Paul
God at work in you.
Il dit, c'est Dieu qui
both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
C'est Dieu qui travaille en vous pour faire
so he says, God has been working in you since you received salvation.
Il dit, Dieu a commencé à travailler en vous depuis
he is the one who puts the desire in you.
C'est lui qui place ce désir
and
en
he
vous.
Is the one who gives you the power to fulfill the desire.
Et c'est lui qui vous donne la puissance pour accomplir
so you
ce
keep
désir.
Doing all that you can
continue à faire tout ce que vous
to allow this which God has done for you
pour permettre à cette
to fully express
pour
itself
vous, que cela s'exprime.
To come to its maturity,
que cela arrive à sa maturité,
to come to perfection,
que cela arrive à la perfection,
so that people can see,
pour que les gens puissent
so
voir,
that you can see,
pour que vous puissiez voir,
before you manifest,
avant que vous manifestiez,
the very purpose of your salvation,
le but même de votre salut.
Friends, that's what a believer does.
C'est ce que le croyant
that's
fait.
The calling of a believer.
C'est l'appel du
croyant. A believer can't just rest.
Le croyant ne peut
in
pas
their
seulement
salvation,
se reposer.
It's wonderful to rest, but you can't just stop there.
C'est bien de se reposer, mais vous pouvez pas vous
the prophet says, when I'm saved, I could go out there on the riverbank.
Je pouvais pas aller
I could fish for the rest of my life.
Et aller pêcher pour le reste
and
de
I would
ma vie.
Still be saved.
Je serais toujours sauvé.
Because salvation's got nothing to do with my works.
Parce que le salut n'a rien à voir
salvation
avec mes
is by grace.
Le salut, c'est
par it's
grâce.
By faith, which is through grace.
C'est par la foi au travers de la grâce.
But if I just went and I sat and I fished all my life,
et si je vais seulement là-bas,
I would never see what the purpose of my salvation was.
Quel sera le but de
I'd never
salut.
Know what God's thoughts towards me were when he laid a hold of me.
Je ne comprendrais pas pourquoi Dieu, à quoi Dieu pensait quand il s'est saisi de moi.
That's how the prophet says, you know, I feel like Paul said here.
Le prophète dit, je me sens comme Paul.
Acts 20:24.
Acte 20:24.
None of these things move me.
Rien ne
this
ne
is
me
the
déplace.
Message absolute. The prophet says, why? Because Paul was anchored.
Parce que Paul était ancré.
He had an absolute.
Il avait un absolu.
Since I met him on the Damascus road.
Et depuis que je l'ai rencontré sur la route de Damas.
If you could talk to Paul,
si vous pouvez parler à
he
Paul,
would say, yes, he turned me around.
Et il pouvait dire, c'est vrai qu'il m'a
he started me back in the right direction.
Il m'a retourné sur la bonne direction.
I was off the word, but he turned me back.
J'étais hors du chemin, mais il m'a retourné.
Yes, sir.
Oui.
The prophet says, listen, I feel like that too.
Le prophète dit, je me sens aussi comme
and
cela.
Any man that's born of the Spirit of God
tout homme qui est né de l'Esprit de Dieu,
and loves God and loves his word
et qui aime sa, Dieu et sa parole,
God had a purpose in that.
Dieu a un but en cela.
God had a purpose in turning Paul around.
Dieu avait un but en retournant Paul.
And God had a purpose when he saved me.
Dieu avait aussi un but en me sauvant.
And I'm determined to do his will.
Et je suis déterminé à faire
not to add to it or to take away from it.
Pas pour ajouter ou enlever.
Now, if he is our absolute,
maintenant, s'il est notre absolu,
there can be no other absolute.
Il peut pas y avoir d'autre absolu.
I think of the time that he saved me.
Je pense au moment où il m'a
that's
sauvé.
The way I stand, the way I do.
C'est pourquoi je me tiens comme je
because
me tiens.
When Christ saved me, there were millions of people dying in sin.
Parce que quand Christ m'a sauvé, il y avait des millions qui
so when he saved me, he had a purpose in doing it.
Quand il m'a sauvé, il avait un but en le faisant.
He had a purpose in doing it, or he would never have saved me.
Il avait un but, sinon il m'aurait pas sauvé.
And I aim to see that purpose through.
C'est de voir ce but.
That was his absolute.
C'était son absolu.
Friends, my absolute mustn't be you, and your absolute must never be me.
Mon absolu ne peut pas être vous, et votre absolu ne peut jamais être moi.
Who makes man his stay?
Maudit soit celui qui se
confie. Cursed is the man that leans on the arm of flesh.
Mais maudit soit celui qui se confie dans la chair.
But if Christ saved you,
parce que Christ
there was a purpose that he saved you for.
Il y avait un but pour lequel il vous
and it's got to be the absolute of a believer.
Et cela doit être l'absolu
du croyant. I want to finish this course.
Je veux terminer la course.
I want to see this work its way right the way to its conclusion.
Je veux voir ce travail arriver à sa conclusion.
I want to work out that which God has worked in me.
Je veux travailler envers ce que Dieu a fait pour moi.
God has quickened something in me.
Dieu a vivifié quelque
I can
chose
see
moi.
The work of God in my life.
Je peux voir l'œuvre de Dieu en moi.
His Spirit is working in me. That's what Paul is saying.
Son esprit travaille en moi, c'est ce que Paul
but when you're a young believer, it's in seed form.
Quand vous êtes un jeune croyant, c'est sous forme de
it's just potential in you.
Cela est potentiellement
but it's not yet clear to you, but why did God save me?
Mais vous vous demandez pourquoi Dieu m'a-t-il sauvé?
He left the rest of my friends going on the same direction they always went.
Il a laissé le reste de mes amis aller dans la même
and
direction.
He intervened in my affairs.
Il est intervenu
and
dans
he spoke
affaires.
To me on my Damascus road.
Et il m'a parlé sur mon chemin
he spoke to me from the burning bush one day.
Il m'a parlé du buisson ardent un jour.
Why did he do it?
Pourquoi l'a-t-il fait?
That's the question to ask yourself, my friend.
C'est la question que vous devez
he didn't save you just to sit on the bench.
Il vous a pas sauvé pour vous asseoir sur
he didn't
banc.
Save you just to get your education and do nothing for him.
Il vous a pas sauvé juste pour avoir votre éducation.
He laid his hand on you for a purpose.
Il a placé sa main sur vous.
There's something that he wants to express of himself through you.
Il y a quelque chose qu'il veut exprimer en vous.
There's a part of his purpose.
Il y a une partie de son
there's
but,
a part of his will
une portion de sa
which
volonté.
Is reserved for you.
Qu'il a réservé pour
there's
vous.
A part of his ministry.
Il y a une portion de son ministère.
There's a part of the outworking of God's will.
Il y a une portion de l'œuvre extérieure
of
de
God's
Dieu.
Eternal purpose.
De la pensée du éternel
that
de
God
Dieu.
Reserved for you.
Que Dieu a réservé
and
pour
there's
vous.
A part he reserved for me.
Et il y a une portion qu'il
and
a
no one
moi.
Can take your place.
Et personne ne peut prendre
and
votre
no
position.
One can take my place.
Personne ne peut prendre
and
ma place.
Never be satisfied. Unless you see that working out in you.
À moins que vous voyez cela s'accomplir en vous.
Never be satisfied.
Ne soyez jamais satisfait.
If you look back and say, but I'm worse off than I was the last few years, be careful of that.
Si vous regardez, vous dites, je suis pire que je l'étais il y a quelques années.
God is not the God of going back.
Dieu n'est pas un Dieu de
God says, speak and go forward.
De l'esprit de Dieu avance.
He wants us to go forward.
Il veut que nous nous avancions.
He wants us to progress.
Il veut que nous progressions.
He wants things to unfold and unfold.
Il veut que les choses se dévoilent progressivement.
And that's what Paul is exhorting Timothy.
C'est ce que Paul exhorte.
And he has to exhort Timothy.
Et il exhorte
because
Timothy.
There's so much that's going to try to hinder you from doing that.
Parce que il y a beaucoup de choses qui vont vous empêcher de le faire.
The devil doesn't mind a lukewarm believer.
Le diable ne s'inquiète pas quand un chrétien est
the devil doesn't mind if you're not worried about your calling.
Le diable, ça ne lui fait aucun
the purpose of your salvation.
Quand vous n'êtes pas inquiet du sujet
the very
de votre
purpose
salut.
Of your being on earth.
Votre but même de votre présence.
The devil doesn't mind about you in that condition.
Ça n'inquiète pas le diable.
But the moment you start becoming diligent.
Mais quand vous commencez à devenir sérieux.
And earnest once again. And you say, but I'm not supposed to just live just like this.
Il veut que vous viviez comme cela.
What about the manifestation of the Spirit in my life?
Qu'en est-il de la manifestation de l'Esprit dans ma vie?
What about the outworking of this that He's done inside of my soul?
Qu'en est-il de la manifestation externe de ce qu'il a fait dans ma vie?
What about seeing the expression of the seed that he put inside of me?
Qu'en est-il de l'expression de la semence qu'il a placée en moi?
What about going from potential and seeing it come to fruit?
Qu'en est-il d'aller du potentiel à la manifestation physique?
Because the prophet says everything that orange tree is going to be is in the seed.
Parce que le prophète dit tout ce qui va être dans l'orange,
it's in potential. It has the capacity to exist, but it doesn't yet exist.
Cela a la capacité d'exister, mais ça n'existe
that's
pas
what
encore.
Potential means.
C'est ce que potentiel signifie.
It's there potentially.
Ça existe là potentiellement.
Now, we can't do anything about our salvation.
Nous pouvons rien faire au sujet de notre
except salut. Except what God did for us.
À part de fait d'accepter ce que Dieu a fait
but
pour
there's
nous.
Plenty that we can do.
Mais il y a plein de choses que nous pouvons faire.
To see the full expression of the salvation in
pour
our
voir
lives.
L'expression complète du salut dans notre vie.
That's where we need to be diligent.
C'est pourquoi nous devons
We need to be earnest.
Nous devons être sérieux.
We need to have the right priorities in life.
Nous devons avoir la bonne priorité.
That Christ and his work and his call has to have the preeminence.
Christ, sa parole, son appel doit avoir la
prééminence. The threefold purpose of the mystery of Christ revealed.
Les trois buts du mystère de Christ révélé.
God wants a people in whom he can have preeminence.
Et Dieu veut que les gens lui donnent la prééminence.
And that's a very personal thing, friends.
Et c'est une chose très personnelle.
Is you personally giving Christ preeminence in your life?
C'est vous qui donnez la prééminence à Christ personnellement dans
so
votre vie.
So God can keep on bringing that salvation right to its finished work in the end.
Pour que Dieu puisse amener ce salut à la fin, à son accomplissement.
God is asking us,
Dieu nous demande,
through Paul,
au travers de Paul,
to say, keep striving.
Pour que nous continuions à combattre.
The prophet says that little tree, all it has to keep drinking in and pushing out.
Le prophète dit, l'arbre doit continuer à boire de l'eau.
Keep drinking in and pushing out.
Doit continuer à boire de l'eau et pousser.
And then the seed starts to manifest roots.
Et la semence va commencer à produire.
And then there's a stem that comes forth and breaks through the earth.
Et il y a une petite tige qui sort de la terre.
And then it starts to grow.
Et elle commence à grandir.
And then you see branches.
Alors vous verrez des branches.
And it's drinking in and it's pushing out.
Plus l'arbre boit.
And that life principle in the seed.
Et cette vie,
it's now expressing itself more fully. Expressing itself more fully.
Ce principe de vie dans la semence va maintenant s'exprimer complètement.
And maybe you didn't fully understand what kind of a seed it was when you just saw it in seed form.
Peut-être vous n'avez pas compris quel genre de semence c'était quand vous l'avez planté.
But now it's worked itself out.
Mais maintenant que cela a germé.
And now you're seeing the expression of what was in the seed.
Vous voyez maintenant l'expression de ce qui
And now you can say,
semence.
Oh, that was an orange tree.
Et vous allez dire, ah, voilà,
that was the life that was in that seed.
C'était la vie qui était dans
and people will see you
et les gens vont te voir
and say that there
et vont dire, voilà,
is such and such a ministry.
C'est un tel ministère.
That person has such and such a calling on their life.
Cette personne a un tel ou tel appel
not because you and I claim anything.
Parce que nous,
but we've allowed the salvation to work itself out.
Mais nous avons permis le salut de s'exprimer.
And people then can then come and start to partake of the fruits.
Et les gens vont commencer à bénéficier du fruit.
And they can recognize the manifestation.
Et ils vont reconnaître la manifestation.
And you won't have to tell people anything.
Vous n'allez pas dire quelque chose.
Because the very purpose that Christ called you for.
Parce que le but même pour lequel Christ
vous a appelé. It'll start to express itself.
Va commencer à s'exprimer.
It'll start to declare itself.
Va commencer à se déclarer.
And that's what Paul is saying.
C'est pourquoi Paul dit,
work out your salvation.
Travaillez envers votre salut.
With fear and trembling.
Avec crainte et
with respect.
Avec respect.
With godly fear.
Avec une crainte.
Put your salvation first, this work of salvation that Christ has done in you.
Placez cette œuvre du salut que Dieu a placée en vous en première position.
Give that the preeminence.
Donnez-lui la prééminence.
Separate yourself.
Séparez-vous.
From all that would hinder.
De tout ce qui peut vous empêcher.
All that would hinder this expression of God in your life.
Tout ce qui peut empêcher l'expression de Dieu dans votre
and
vie.
And put yourself in that place.
Et placez-vous
where
à
you
cet endroit
feed that experience.
Où vous nourrissez cette
where
expérience.
You take in the nutrients, the nourishment that you need.
Où vous prenez les éléments nutritifs dont vous avez besoin.
So that which Christ has wrought in you.
Ce que Christ a écrit
may
dans
continue
vous
to express itself.
Va continuer
until it comes to a full maturity.
Jusqu'à ce que ça arrivera.
And that's what happened
maturité.
In Paul's life.
Cela était dans la vie de
Paul,
Paul
knew that he was saved right from the Damascus road.
Paul savait qu'il était sauvé depuis la route le chemin de
but
Damas.
He kept on pressing on.
Mais il a continué à pousser.
So that salvation would fully work itself out
pour
in his life.
Pour que ce salut s'exprime complètement.
And in 2 Timothy 4 he says I finished the course.
Dans 2 Timothée 4 il dit j'ai
I
terminé
finished
la
the
course.
Purpose.
J'ai atteint l'objectif.
That which Christ apprehended me for I've apprehended the prize.
C'est pourquoi Christ m'avait saisi, j'ai saisi aussi le prix.
I've seen the manifestation.
J'ai vu la manifestation.
Christ in my life.
De Christ dans ma
in
vie.
All the aspects that he's called me to.
Dans tous les aspects pour lesquels il m'a appelé.
That's the calling of a believer, friends.
C'est cela l'appel.
That's the high calling of a believer.
C'est cela l'appel élevé du croyant.
That's the heavenly calling that the Bible
c'est l'appel
speaks about.
Céleste.
And to a believer,
et pour un croyant,
you don't have to force this in anybody.
Vous n'allez pas forcer cela dans quelqu'un.
Because there's a life
parce que c'est
that comes in you
qui vient en
that
vous,
wants to express itself.
Qui veut s'exprimer.
And when you try to suppress it,
et quand vous essayez de le
like Jeremiah said, it's fire in my bones.
Comme Jérémie dit, cela est un feu dans mes os.
You'll never be satisfied.
Vous n'allez jamais être satisfait.
You may be like Moses, you'll go back the backside of the desert.
Vous pouvez être comme Moïse, aller de là derrière le désert.
Try to forget the purpose of your calling.
Essayant d'oublier le but de votre appel.
But you'll never be satisfied.
Mais vous ne serez jamais
you'll never
satisfait. Jamais.
Because you weren't ordained to live that kind of a life.
Parce que vous n'étiez pas ordonné à vivre.
You and I are ordained to manifest Christ.
Nous étions ordonnés à manifester.
That's our inheritance.
C'est cela notre
héritage. That's what He apprehended us for.
C'est pour cela qu'il nous a appelés.
But we've got to give our diligence.
Mais nous devons donner
to get everything out of the way.
Pour quitter le chemin,
to lay aside foolishness, like Paul said.
Pour mettre de côté tout ce
to redeem the time for the days of evil.
Pour racheter le temps car les jours sont mauvais.
So that purpose might express itself.
Ce but doit s'exprimer lui-même.
Look in 2 Peter chapter 1.
Regardez dans 2 Pierre chapitre 1.
We'll just link them together because it's another one that somebody asked about. 2 Peter chapter 1.
2 Pierre chapitre 1, c'est une autre
Paul,
question.
Peter is saying a similar thing. In 2 Peter 1, verse 10.
2 Pierre 1, verset 10.
In fact, even before we read that scripture, just leave it on there, bro. But if you go to that scripture which we just read there with Paul.
Si vous rentrez dans cette écriture que nous avons lue sur Paul.
In fact, we'll continue and we'll come back to it. 2 Peter 1, verse 10.
2 Pierre 1, 10.
Peter exhorts us now, brethren. He's speaking to the brethren.
Pierre parle aux frères maintenant.
He says, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Make your calling and your election sure.
Affermissez votre appel et votre élection.
Friends, your calling.
Votre appel.
God is sure of your calling.
Dieu est sûr de votre appel.
He knows exactly why He called you.
Il sait pourquoi il vous a appelé.
He knows exactly the purpose of your calling.
Il sait exactement le but de votre
He knows exactly what He wants to do in your life.
Il sait exactement ce qu'il veut faire dans votre
But many times we don't.
Mais plusieurs fois nous ne savons
we
pas.
We haven't made our calling and election sure. We're not sure.
Plusieurs fois nous ne sommes même pas sûrs de notre appel et de
so
notre
So Peter
élection.
Is exhorting us to say, brethren,
Paul, Pierre nous exhorte
make your calling and your election sure.
Affermissez votre vocation et votre
The calling didn't originate from you. You can't call yourself.
C'est pas vous qui vous êtes appelé vous-même.
This call originated in heaven, a heavenly calling.
Cet appel est venu du ciel. C'est un appel céleste.
But Peter says, make it sure.
Mais Pierre dit, affermissez-le.
Another translation says, brethren.
Une autre
be the more eager to confirm your calling and election.
Une autre translation dit, soyez
to confirm it.
Soyez affamé pour confirmer votre appel.
If you believe Christ has called me,
si vous croyez que Christ vous a
appelé, don't just leave yourself guessing, friends.
Ne soyez pas là en train de
I wonder if He called me.
Si
I wonder if He wants me to do this or that.
Je ne sais pas s'il veut que je fasse ceci.
You'll never be able to serve Him properly from that kind of a place.
Vous ne le servirez pas correctement de cette position-là.
You've got to come to the place of assurance. You've got to know.
Vous devez arriver à un moment où vous êtes sûr.
You've got to make it sure yourself.
Vous devez être sûr vous-même.
God is sure, but He needs you and I to be sure.
Dieu est sûr, mais veut que vous et moi nous en soyons sûrs.
Because there's going to be opposition.
Parce qu'il y aura de l'opposition.
There's going to be many things to challenge that call.
Parce qu'il y aura beaucoup de choses pour combattre, défier
and
cet appel.
And unless you and I are sure that we're called,
à moins que nous soyons sûrs que nous
sommes
appelés,
it's going to be difficult to stand our ground.
Ce sera difficile de résister.
That's why Peter is saying to us, make your calling and election sure.
C'est pourquoi Pierre dit, soyez sûr de votre
God is sure of His elect.
Dieu est sûr de ses élus.
But many times we as believers,
mais plusieurs fois nous en tant que croyants,
we lack this assurance.
Nous manquons cette assurance.
And that is two of the things which are great, great helps in this.
Deux choses qui sont d'une grande importance dans ceci.
Is spiritual growth.
C'est la croissance spirituelle.
And spiritual progress.
Et le progrès spirituel.
What gives you an assurance in your life?
Ce qui te donne l'assurance dans ta vie,
is when you see Christ continually working in and through you.
C'est quand vous voyez Christ continuer à travailler
That's
en vous.
The basis of your and my assurance, friends.
C'est cela la base de notre assurance.
It's not because other people tell us. That's good. That's encouragement.
C'est pas parce que les autres nous le disent. C'est bien.
But if somebody tells you, yes, Christ has His hand on your life.
Si quelqu'un vous dit Christ a sa main
Yes, you saved. Don't worry about it. You saved. That's okay.
Je sais, vous êtes sauvé, soyez sûr.
But you don't even want to stay for long in that kind of a condition.
Mais ne restez pas longtemps dans ce genre de condition.
But when you see the manifestation of the Spirit in your life.
Mais quand vous voyez la manifestation de l'Esprit dans votre
Look at Peter. Look at what he says before in this chapter here at the beginning of the chapter.
Regardez ce que Paul a dit au
Like the prophet said, don't just isolate a scripture. Mislocate a scripture.
Comme le prophète dit, ne dis-
he says in 2 Peter 1, he says,
dans 2 Pierre 1,
verse 2,
verset 2 il dit,
grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. So as you grow in the knowledge of God and the Lord Jesus Christ,
plus vous grandissez dans la connaissance de Dieu et du Seigneur Jésus,
you'll be more sure of your calling.
Vous devenez plus sûr de votre.
You'll be more sure of your standing.
Vous devenez plus sûr de
votre. As He reveals Himself personally to you,
parce qu'il se révèle lui-même en vous.
As His quickening power speaks in your life,
et sa puissance vivante parle dans votre vie.
You will look at that and say, "This isn't me."
Vous allez regarder et dire, ça,
this is Christ
moi.
In me.
C'est Christ en moi.
I never used to be like this.
Et je n'étais pas comme ceci.
And you start to have an assurance.
Et vous commencez à avoir l'assurance.
Yes, Christ is working in me.
Que c'est Christ qui travaille en moi.
And he says in verse 3, look at the things that God has given to us as believers. He's given us this knowledge, this revelation of Christ in verse 2, verse 3.
Au verset 3, il dit,
according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. So he's given us everything to bring forth the fullness of the new birth.
Il nous a donné tout ce qui est nécessaire pour amener la plénitude de la nouvelle naissance.
And to bring forth the divine nature. That's what he's speaking of in 2 Peter chapter 1. The stature of a perfect man.
Dans la stature de l'homme parfait.
Then he speaks of verse 5. Give diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and so forth. The very nature of God in you.
La nature de Dieu même en vous.
Friends, when you look inside of your life,
si vous regardez dans votre
and you look back at what you were,
si vous regardez à ce que vous étiez,
when you used to hunger and thirst for the dirty things of the world,
quand tu avais faim et soif des choses sales du monde,
when you used to love the music of the world,
quand tu aimais
love
la musique
the pleasures
du monde,
of the world,
les choses du monde,
but now there's another nature in there.
Mais maintenant, il y a une autre nature.
It doesn't love those things anymore.
Vous n'aimez plus ces choses.
It loves the word.
Cette nature
it loves his presence.
Il aime la présence
it loves
Dieu.
To worship him.
Il aime l'adorer.
It loves the manifestation of the Spirit.
Il aime la manifestation de l'Esprit.
To see Christ working in you.
De voir
that satisfies you.
Cela vous plaît.
You love his people.
Vous aimez son peuple.
It didn't used to be like that.
Cela n'était pas comme cela.
That should give you some assurance.
Cela doit vous donner une assurance
of your calling.
De votre appel.
But this isn't me. This is Christ working in you.
Il dit, ce n'est plus moi, c'est Christ.
So Peter is saying, look, God has done all these things for us, brethren.
Il dit, Pierre dit qu'il a déjà fait tout ceci.
He's
pour
given
nous.
Us the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Il nous a donné la révélation.
He's given us everything that is required for life and godliness.
Il nous a donné tout ce dont nous avons besoin pour la vie.
He's
la
given
piété.
Us a way to receive His very divine nature.
Il nous a donné tout ce que nous avons, ce dont nous
he
avons
says,
pour
therefore,
nature divine. Maintenant,
give diligence. Use these things that God has given you.
Utilisez ces choses que
use these resources.
Utilisez ces ressources.
Use this potential.
Utilisez ce potentiel
to make sure you're calling in your election.
Pour affermir votre appel.
That's what he's saying
élection.
In this chapter.
C'est ce
he's saying
dans ce
God
chapitre.
Has saved you.
Il dit, Dieu vous a sauvé.
He's given you all the resources that you need.
Il vous a donné toutes les ressources dont vous
to
avez
fulfill
besoin.
Your calling.
Pour accomplir votre
to appel, show forth your election.
Pour manifester votre élection.
But you need to give diligence.
Mais vous devez vous
you need
empêcher.
To use these things that God has given to you.
Vous devez utiliser ces choses que Dieu vous a
you donné. Find a believer.
Vous allez trouver un croyant.
When they get backslidden at heart.
Quand ils rétrogradent dans leur cœur.
When you become lukewarm.
Quand ils deviennent tièdes.
When you don't see the manifestation of the Spirit in your life.
Quand vous ne voyez pas la manifestation de l'Esprit dans
when
votre
vie. When you don't see spiritual progress anymore.
Quand vous ne voyez plus le progrès spirituel.
When you don't see spiritual growth.
Quand vous ne voyez plus la croissance spirituelle.
When you don't see that quickening power pushing out anymore.
Quand vous ne voyez plus cette puissance vivifiante poussant dehors une fois de plus.
If you go low enough, you'll even doubt your salvation.
Si vous
you will.
Prudent, vous allez même, vous allez même douter de votre salut.
I wonder if he really called me, you know? I wonder.
Vous vous demandez, je me demande, est-ce qu'il m'a réellement appelé?
And that's a dangerous place to be.
C'est une position
dangereuse. Because Satan comes and talks to you in those kind of times.
Parce que Satan vient commencer à vous parler dans ce moment.
But if you keep your experience fresh.
Mais si vous gardez votre expérience.
If you keep feeding your experience.
Si vous continuez à nourrir votre expérience.
If you keep feeding it on the word.
Si vous continuez à la nourrir dans la
if
parole.
If you keep feeding on the message of the hour.
Si vous continuez à la nourrir dans le message.
If you separate yourself from all ungodliness.
Si vous vous séparez de toute impiété.
Come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord.
Sortez du milieu d'eux, séparez-vous.
And you allow these resources to work in you.
Et vous permettez à ces ressources de travailler
en vous. You'll start to see the manifestation of the Spirit in your life once
vous
again.
Vous allez commencer à voir la manifestation
de l'Esprit. There'll be a quickening in you.
Il y aura une vivification.
There'll be something that starts to express itself once again.
Il y aura quelque chose qui va commencer encore à s'exprimer.
And then you'll have the assurance again to say, "No, He is working in my life."
Et vous aurez encore une fois la
His hand is upon my life.
Vie. Il est sur dans ma vie.
He who began the good work in me.
Il avait commencé.
He's going to continue this work until it comes to perfection.
Il va le continuer jusqu'à la perfection.
That's how we need to give diligence, friends.
C'est comme cela que nous devons donner.
Don't give room to the devil. Don't give room to the devil.
Ne donnez pas d'espace au diable.
Get yourself low in spirit, and I don't want to go and visit anybody anymore. And,
vous vous avez faiblissé dans l'esprit.
I don't feel like praying these days.
Je ne me sens plus comme si je peux prier.
Oh, my Bible, it's boring to me.
La Bible devient ennuyante pour moi.
Don't stay there too long.
Ne restez pas là longtemps.
Because there's a heavenly calling on your life.
Parce qu'il y a un appel céleste dans votre vie.
And that potential in you wants to express itself.
Et ce potentiel en vous veut s'exprimer.
So give it the resources.
Donnez-lui les ressources.
Give it the right atmosphere.
Donnez-lui la bonne atmosphère.
Give it the right channel to express itself.
Donnez-lui le bon canal pour s'exprimer.
Be like Eliezer of Damascus.
Soyez comme Eliezer de Damas.
I being in the way the Lord led me.
Je vais sur le chemin que
Put
Dieu
yourself
conduit.
In the way of your calling once again.
Mettez-vous sur la voie de votre salut une fois
Put
de
yourself
plus.
Somewhere so that Christ can quicken you once again.
Mettez-vous là pour que Christ puisse vous fortifier.
Get yourself to prayer.
Allez en prière.
If your flesh is overtaken, you put yourself in a program of fasting and prayer.
Si votre chair vous prend le dessus, mettez-vous dans un
Mortify the deeds and the desires of the flesh.
Tuez les désirs de la chair et
And let the salvation continue to work itself out, friends.
Et laissez le salut continuer à créer
That's the purpose of our existence. What else are we here for?
C'est cela le but même de notre existence.
Your PhD is not going to mean anything in heavenly places when you get there.
Vos doctorats ne vont rien signifier quand vous irez au ciel.
Our education.
Notre éducation.
Our money we store up in the bank. Those things are fine.
Peu importe l'argent que nous avons en banque.
But that can never be an absolute to a believer.
Mais cela ne doit pas être un absolu.
Those are means unto an end.
C'est seulement un moyen.
Those are resources to help us in our earthly pilgrimage.
C'est seulement des moyens pour nous aider dans notre voyage terrestre.
But keep your calling before you.
Mais ayez votre appel.
David said, "I've set the Lord before me."
J'ai placé le Seigneur devant moi.
Do it each day. Teach me, Lord, to number my days.
Seigneur, apprends-moi à compter mes jours.
Because every day,
parce que chaque jour,
it's a countdown, friends.
Est un compte à rebours.
Because each of us is just given a finite amount of time.
Parce que à chacun de nous, il a été donné un nombre défini.
And God knows the fixed length of our days.
Et Dieu connaît les jours de notre vie.
And every day is counting one down.
Et
one
chaque
down,
jour, c'est un compte
down.
À rebours.
And you can never get that time back.
Et vous ne pouvez pas ramener cela.
That's why it says redeem the time.
C'est pourquoi il dit rachetez le
Use
temps.
Use the time wisely.
Utilisez le temps sagement.
Let that time be used in a way.
Que ce temps soit utilisé.
To feed the very purpose that you were put here.
D'une manière à nourrir le désir pour lequel vous êtes placé.
And friends,
ici.
That's the thing that gives a believer an assurance.
C'est cela qui donne l'assurance aux croyants.
It's when you see the work of Christ in your life.
Quand vous voyez l'œuvre de Christ dans
when
votre vie.
When you see the change in your nature.
Quand vous voyez un changement dans votre nature.
When the prophet preached the token.
Quand le prophète a prêché.
Then he came in the evening and he preached desperation.
Il est venu le soir, il a prêché poussé à bout.
And he says, I can feel it in your minds.
Il dit, je peux le sentir dans
you
votre
people are asking
esprit.
Yourselves.
Vous vous posez des questions.
How shall I know?
Comment saurais-je?
He says, it's simple.
Il dit que c'est simple.
What were you?
Qu'est-ce que tu étais?
And what are you now?
Qu'est-ce que tu es maintenant?
That's how you'll know.
C'est comme cela
That's
que
where the assurance
saurais.
Comes from, friends.
C'est de là que vient l'assurance.
I know this work didn't begin with me.
Je sais que cette parole,
this work of Christ in my life.
Ce travail de Christ
I met him one day on the Damascus road.
Je l'ai rencontré une fois sur le chemin de Damas.
He turned me around.
Il m'a retourné.
He washed me in his blood.
Il m'a lavé dans son sang.
He revealed his grace to me.
Il a révélé sa grâce
And as I fed my experience,
et plus je nourrissais mon
there's something in me that keeps wanting to push itself out and express
il y avait
itself.
Quelque chose en moi qui voulait frayer son
there's
chemin.
There's something in me that's not satisfied.
Et quelque chose
Just
moi
sitting
qui
at home and doing nothing.
Il n'est pas satisfait, mais
day after day.
jour après jour,
or chasing after this world and the things of this world.
Ou me voyant en train de courir derrière les choses du monde.
We weren't ordained unto such.
Nous n'étions pas ordonnés à ceci.
We have come to the kingdom for such a time as this.
Nous sommes venus dans le royaume pour des temps comme ceci.
There's got to be a manifestation of your spirit in your life, friends.
Il doit y avoir la manifestation.
Otherwise, what is the basis of your assurance?
Autrement, où est la base de votre assurance?
You presuming.
Vous présumez.
You venturing without authority.
Vous êtes en train de vous aventurer
sans
autorité.
If you still
si vous
have
êtes,
none of the divine nature in you.
Si y a rien de la nature
if your nature is still the same as it was.
Si votre nature est encore ce
before you came to this place.
Avant que vous veniez à cet endroit.
And yet you're hoping.
Et vous continuez
saying,
à espérer
I believe I'm saved.
Que je crois que je suis sauvé.
What is the assurance that you have that you're saved?
Quelle est l'assurance que vous avez?
What are you basing your salvation on?
Sur quoi basez-vous votre salut?
Because when, like the brother said the other day, when the Holy Ghost comes in, the holy life comes out, friends.
C'est comme le frère dit, quand le Saint-Esprit vient, la vie.
When salvation comes in,
quand le salut vient,
something starts to express itself out.
Quelque chose
something starts to express itself out.
Quelque chose commence à s'exprimer.
And if you've been sitting 3-4 years,
et si vous êtes là 3,
in church,
dans l'église,
but your life is just the same as it used to be.
Mais votre vie est toujours ce qu'elle a été.
You need to make your calling and election sure.
Vous devez vous rassurer.
Giving all diligence, brethren, Peter said.
Vous devez vous empresser.
Make your calling and your election sure.
Vous rassurez de votre appel et de votre.
He worked out salvation for us.
Il a travaillé pour
but we must give diligence.
Nous devons nous empresser
to work out our salvation.
Pour travailler
to let it work itself out, express itself.
Pour le laisser s'exprimer.
And that is the grounds of a believer's assurance.
C'est cela le fondement de l'assurance du
croyant. What is Paul's assurance?
C'était l'assurance.
It's no longer I that live.
Ce n'est plus moi qui
but it's
vis,
Christ that lives inside of me.
Christ en moi.
Because the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. That's the believer's assurance.
C'est l'assurance du croyant.
It's when you see Christ working in you.
C'est quand vous voyez Christ en vous,
you can't change your nature.
Vous ne pouvez pas changer votre
I can't nature. Change my nature.
Je peux pas changer ma nature.
He has to change your nature.
Il doit la changer.
And when you see the change in nature, it gives you an assurance. He's working in me.
Quand vous voyez ce changement de nature,
because I'm not what I ought to be.
Parce que je ne suis pas ce
I'm
que
not
je suis
what I
être,
want to be.
Je ne suis pas ce
but
que
I'm
je
not
suis
what
être,
I used to be.
Mais je ne suis plus ce que
that's
j'étais.
The believer's assurance, friend.
C'est cela, l'assurance
and
du
just
croyant.
Keep drinking in and pushing out.
Continue à boire et à vous exprimer.
And you will say like Paul one day.
Et vous allez dire comme Paul un jour.
I've finished the course.
J'ai terminé la course.
I fought the good fight.
J'ai combattu le
I've
combat.
I've apprehended that for which Christ apprehended me.
J'ai saisi ce que c'est pourquoi Christ m'a appelé.
Because he's still working in me.
Parce qu'il continue
to
à
make me
moi.
What I ought to be.
Pour faire de moi ce que
how
je
lovely
suis
and
être.
Patient he must be.
Et je suis
because he's still working in me.
Parce qu'il travaille toujours en moi.
That's what Peter's saying, the same thing as Paul.
Pierre dit la même chose que Paul.
But Paul is speaking of your salvation being the starting point.
Paul parle de son salut
and then letting your salvation now push out and express itself.
Les jours de votre salut, à partir de ce jour-là, il vous pousse.
And Peter saying the same thing. Let that calling be sure. Make it sure.
Paul dit, soyez sûr de votre. Pierre dit, soyez sûr de votre appel.
But Peter speaking more down the line of your ministry.
Mais Pierre parle plus sur la ligne de votre.
Friends,
ministère.
Every one of us is called unto a ministry. Every one of us.
Chacun de nous est appelé pour un ministère.
Every one of us has a ministry.
Chacun de nous a un ministère.
Every one of us is called unto the manifestation of the Spirit. Everyone.
Chacun de nous est appelé à la manifestation.
That's what Paul says in Corinthians.
Paul
and to every one of us is given the manifestation of the Spirit.
Jusqu'à
everyone.
À chacun de nous, il a donné la manifestation de l'Esprit.
And then he gives us the purpose.
Et nous donne le but.
To the edification of the body of Christ.
Pour l'édification du
to
corps
build
de Christ.
Up the body of Christ.
Pour édifier le
to
corps de
minister
Christ.
To the body of Christ.
Pour à travailler envers le
don't
corps
leave
de
it
Christ.
To somebody else.
Ne le laissez à personne.
This is a very personal responsibility.
C'est une responsabilité très personnelle.
You and I have a personal obligation.
Chacun de nous a une obligation personnelle.
Because salvation was a personal experience.
Parce que le salut, c'est une expérience personnelle.
Therefore, your ministry.
Alors, votre ministère,
it's a personal responsibility.
C'est une responsabilité personnelle.
And each and every one of us have given a call.
Et à chacun de nous, chacun de nous
that
a reçu un appel.
That we must manifest the ministry that we call to.
Et nous devons manifester le ministère pour lequel nous étions.
Friends, the Holy Ghost doesn't come in for nothing.
Le Saint-Esprit ne vient pas
pour
rien.
He wants to express himself.
Il aime s'exprimer.
Through your temperament, the prophet.
Au travers de votre tempérament.
He wants to use you the way that he made you.
Il veut vous utiliser comme il vous a fait.
And to the edification of the body.
Juste pour l'édification du corps.
To continue on the work of Christ.
Pour continuer l'œuvre de Christ.
And if you don't see that.
Et si vous ne le voyez pas.
Give all diligence, brethren. To make your calling and election sure.
Pour vous rassurer de votre appel et de votre
feed élection. Your experience again.
Nourrissez une fois de plus.
He's given us all the resources that we need.
Il nous a donné tous les moyens dont nous avons
He's
besoin.
Given us everything that pertains to life and godliness.
Il nous a donné tout ce qui travaille pour le salut.
Through
la
the
bien-être.
Knowledge of Him.
Au travers de sa
who worked out salvation for us.
C'est lui qui a travaillé pour
But
notre
we need
salut.
To let that work through.
Mais nous devons laisser ce travail se terminer.
Now the prophet in questions and answers is speaking of a calling to the ministry.
Dans la question réponse le prophète parle de l'appel pour le ministère.
When this brother we know the question was asking brother do you think I'm called to do this?
Vous connaissez quand ce frère demandait frère Branham pensez-vous que je suis censé faire ceci?
He says God calling this brother.
Il dit le frère a appelé Dieu a appelé ce frère.
A call in life.
Un appel dans une vie.
He says, now, there's one great thing. We could just take that text and preach all night on it.
Il dit, nous pouvons prendre ça et parler de cela toute la nuit.
A calling.
Un appel.
Make your calling and election sure.
Vous rassurez de votre appel et de votre élection.
He says, we don't want to just be wondering if we're called.
Nous ne devons pas seulement nous poser des questions. Si nous
you must
appelés.
Be called or you'll be defeated.
Vous devez soit être appelé ou être
Friends,
vaincu.
If you and I are doing something that we're not called to, be careful, it's treacherous ground.
Si vous et moi nous faisons quelque chose à laquelle nous ne sommes pas appelés,
why? Because it's the devil.
Parce que c'est le diable.
The prophet says, when I travel to those foreign lands,
le prophète dit, quand je vais dans ces pays étrangers,
when I get in, I get off that aeroplane,
quand je descends de l'avion,
then I put my feet down there,
et que je pose mes pieds
he says, I want to know that the Lord called me,
je veux être sûr que le Seigneur m'a
so that I can say, I come in the name of the Lord.
Pour que je dise que je suis venu
so when those witch doctors and things challenge me,
pour que quand ces magiciens et ces féticheurs,
I'll know I'm not here under my own authority,
vont venir, je sais que je suis pas là par ma propre autorité,
but I come in His name.
Mais je viens en son nom.
And it's the same as us, friends.
C'est comme
we
la
need
même chose
to make
nous.
Our calling and our election.
Nous devons nous rassurer de notre appel et de notre
And how will you know?
Et comment le savez-vous?
Because there will be the manifestation
Parce qu'il y aura une manifestation
of Christ
de Christ
in a certain aspect and channel of your life.
Dans un certain aspect de votre
And it'll bring forth the fruits of Christ.
Et cela produira les fruits de Christ.
And you will bear witness to say this is in me, this is Christ in me.
Et vous allez témoigner que ceci est Christ en
moi. And other people will bear record and say that's a blessing, that's Christ in you.
Et les autres aussi vont témoigner que ceci c'est Christ.
Otherwise it's presuming.
Autrement, ce sera seulement
The prophet says to presume is to venture without authority.
Vous allez seulement présumer, c'est-à-dire vous balader sans autorité.
And it's a dangerous place to dangerous thing to do.
C'est une chose dangereuse.
Because you don't want to go too far.
Parce que vous voulez pas aller
trop And then realize you've gone out on a limb and you need to bring yourself back once again.
Et réaliser que vous devez encore retourner.
That's what the prophet says. You must be called or you'll be defeated because we're fighting a battle.
Le prophète dit, vous devez être appelé, sinon vous allez être vaincu.
He says, now there's a great trick that the enemy can play on you.
Il dit, il y a une ruse que l'ennemi peut jouer sur vous.
He can make you think you're not called when you're called.
Il peut vous faire penser que vous êtes pas appelé quand
And
vous êtes
And turn
appelé.
Around again or make you think that you're called.
Ou vous faire penser que vous êtes appelé.
He says, you have to watch it.
Vous devez veiller là-dessus.
And friends, when you get low in spirit,
et quand vous devenez
when you don't see growth and continuity and progress in your experience,
et que vous ne voyez pas la croissance, la continuité, le
it's natural at that time for the enemy to come.
C'est dans ce moment-là que l'ennemi vient.
I listened to the testimony of Brother Peregrina said, and he was speaking to Banks Woods.
J'ai lu le témoignage de Frère Peregrina.
And Brother Banks Woods said to Brother Perry, he said, once he went to the prophet's house.
Frère Banks lui a dit, un jour il est allé dans la maison du prophète.
And Brother Branham was sitting there weeping.
Frère Branham était là en train de pleurer.
And Sister Meda said, Brother Banks, please, can't you take him hunting or fishing or something?
Sœur Meda lui a dit, Frère Banks, ne peux-tu pas l'amener à la
Because he's driving me crazy.
Parce qu'il me rend fou.
And Brother Banks said, Sister, what's wrong with him?
Le frère Banks a demandé, qu'est-ce qu'il
And Sister Meda said,
Et la sœur a dit,
He's wondering whether he's called to preach.
Il se demande s'il est appelé à prêcher.
Imagine the prophet.
Imaginez
so what about us?
Prophète.
When you get in those valleys, friends, and the devil comes and starts to whisper, maybe you get low in spirit, you'll start to wonder, but hey, just make diligence, my friend. Just use the resources that have been given to you. Just get the quickening power in your experience once again. Just yield yourself to Him. Follow the leadership of where His Spirit wants to go. And you'll get the assurance once again.
Well,
this is what the Lord wants me to do. But I thought it was really interesting with the prophet. And it was the ministers saying the things to him. Remember the criticisms and all of that. And he looked at himself and he says, I have no education and all those kind of things. But each of us can get to that place that you wonder. But don't stay down there too long. Because that's a very fertile ground for the devil. And he can sow seeds in you of wrong
decisions.
And he can sow seeds in you at that time that sometimes it's difficult to uproot down the way. That's why it says, give all diligence, brother, to make your calling and your election sure.
De vous rassurer de votre
because one of the greatest blessings God can give to His church is a believer walking in their calling.
C'est le croyant qui travaille pour son
appel. And one of the greatest hindrances to the church is a believer walking in somebody else's calling.
C'est quelqu'un qui ne travaille pas,
that's what's caused all these things in the message, friends.
Qui veut prendre la place de quelqu'un
d'autre. If everyone else would just stay in our calling.
Il dit, si chacun reste dans
because
sa position,
our callings have parameters, friends.
Parce que notre appel a un périmètre.
We call to just something.
Nous sommes appelés à quelque
and if we can
chose
stay seulement. Within those boundaries
nous devons rester dans ces
and
limites.
Fully express ourselves
et nous exprimer complètement
in that aspect,
dans cet aspect
you'll be a blessing.
Vous serez
like King Uzziah was up to a certain point. When he was drinking in from the prophet Isaiah, King Uzziah, and he was pushing out in his kingdom. Until his name became great. And then his heart got lifted up. And then he took himself into the position of another man's calling. And he got smitten with leprosy. And he spoiled his testimony. And friends, the moment we as ministers step into the prophet's calling, we think we know better than the prophet and we want to correct the message.
Say
we don't need the message anymore. Be careful. It doesn't take long, you see leprosy. The manifestation of open sin in the life of somebody. And it's God's testimony. Not to say the person wasn't called. Not to say they're not gifted. But they've come out of their calling. And it's a dangerous place outside of your calling. It's a dangerous place. Let's finish with one more scripture from Timothy. Just to finish, to wind it up. 2 Timothy 1 verse 6. Look at Paul has to exhort Timothy now in 2 Timothy 1 verse 6 concerning this calling. Make your calling and election sure.
Parle à Timothée au sujet de son appel.
Work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
Travaillez envers votre salut.
2 Timothy 1 verse 6. He says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting of my hands. He's saying, stir up this gift of God. And when it speaks about stirring up the gift, it's to rekindle the flame.
C'est rallumer la flamme.
And the way you do that is you add fresh fuel.
Vous le faites en ajoutant de l'essence.
And then maybe you blow upon it or whatever way that it is.
Peut-être que vous devez souffler dessus.
But Paul had to exhort Timothy at a certain stage.
Mais Paul devait exhorter Timothée à un certain
to say, stir up that gift of God that's
il dit,
in
remue, ranime le don
you know there's the gift in you.
vous savez qu'il y a un don en vous.
The church saw it and sanctioned it by the laying on of hands.
L'église l'a vu et l'a sanctionné en imposant.
And it started to manifest itself and express itself.
Et cela a commencé à se manifester.
But certain things have taken place.
Mais certaines choses ont pu prendre place.
Remember Jesus speaking similarly, he said in Matthew 24.
Yeah, Jésus parlant en Matthieu 24.
Because iniquity shall abound.
Il dit que l'iniquité va
the love of many shall wax cold.
L'amour des plus grands nombres se
refroidira. It's like a cold wind on the fire, and it goes down, and the embers are just glowing a little bit yellow, a little bit orange.
C'est comme un vent froid qui souffle sur la flamme.
It's not expressing itself the way that it used to. That fire.
La flamme ne s'exprime plus comme elle.
It used to give light and heat.
Il y avait le feu et de la chaleur.
But conditions and circumstances have pressed it in.
Mais les conditions et les circonstances,
maybe an atmosphere, an environment.
Et cette atmosphère,
it hasn't been fed fuel enough.
Il y a pas eu assez de carburant.
And although the gift is there, the manifestation, the potential is there.
Même si le don, le potentiel est là.
But you've got to do something about it. You've got to stir up that gift.
Vous devez faire quelque chose pour remuer le don.
God's not going to stir up your gift.
Dieu ne va pas remuer votre don.
He says, you give diligence and stir up your gift.
Il dit, vous-même, empressez-vous à remuer
votre don. He is the one who lit the fire.
Il est celui qui avait
He is the one who's given you all the resources, the fuel that you need for the fire.
Il vous avait donné toutes les ressources, le feu, le carburant dont vous avez besoin pour
But
le
he exhorts us.
Mais il nous exhorte.
Stir up the gift of God that is in you.
De ranimer.
Stir it up, because the tendency of fire, if you just leave it to itself, it starts to go out. And friends, if you're not in action for the Lord, if you don't put yourself in that channel of your calling, it starts to dim, it starts to dim, it starts to dim. It'll never go out. Because he kindled the fire.
Il a allumé le feu.
But it's just not expressing itself the way that it used to.
Mais elle veut seulement s'exprimer de la manière.
Again, this is a personal obligation, friends.
Et cela c'est une obligation personnelle.
Paul is not saying Timothy.
Paul ne dit pas
come and visit me and I'll stir up your gift. No.
Il ne dit pas de rallumer le feu.
He's saying, my son Timothy.
Il dit, mon fils,
let me put you in remembrance.
Je veux te rappeler.
You must stir up your gift.
Tu dois rallumer ton feu.
Paul was in prison. This is 2 Timothy. He's not long from his death.
Paul n'est pas loin de sa mort, c'est dans 2 Timothée.
The Romans are persecuting the church.
Les Romains persécutaient l'église.
There's much to hinder.
Il y avait beaucoup d'obstacles.
This manifestation in the life of Timothy.
Envers cette manifestation.
He speaks of the false doctrine of Hymenaeus and Alexander.
Il parle des fausses doctrines d'Alexandre.
Saying the resurrection is already past.
Qui disait que la résurrection s'est déjà
passée. And Demas has forsaken me. There were many things to discourage, friends.
Il y avait beaucoup de découragement.
Paul had to exhort him once again, stir up that gift.
Paul devait l'exhorter de remuer le don.
Feed the flame.
Nourrissez la
flamme. Rekindle the experience once again.
Que cette expérience se manifeste.
Put yourself back in the channel of your calling.
Rentrez dans le canal de votre appel.
Let there be the manifestation of the Spirit once again.
Que la manifestation de l'Esprit se montre une fois de
plus. It won't only help the people, it'll help you.
Cela ne va pas aider seulement les gens, ça va.
Because you'll be making your calling and election sure once again.
Tu vas travailler encore une fois vers ton élection.
You will have the assurance once again.
Tu auras l'assurance de ton
élection. The living, quickening assurance in your soul.
Parce que tu auras cette assurance vivifiante dans ton âme.
That his hand is still upon me.
Que sa main est encore
He's still working with me.
Qu'il travaille encore
He's still working out the purpose to which he called me.
Qu'il travaille pour le but pour lequel il m'a appelé.
Friends, it's so important that.
Cela est si important, mes amis.
Because it's the world.
Parce qu'il dit le monde.
There's the flesh.
La parole.
There's the devil.
Et le diable.
There's many things to crowd you in if they can.
Il y a beaucoup de choses qui sont là pour vous étouffer.
Stir up the gift.
Remuez le don.
And he's saying to Timothy, it's not just going to take care of itself.
Il dit à Timothée que cela ne va pas s'occuper de
Just sitting at home feeling sorry for yourself is not going to fix it.
Dire que je suis désolé ne va rien arranger.
Just reading the newspaper and searching on Google all the time and watching YouTube.
Lire les journaux.
That's not going to fix it.
Sur internet ne va pas rien arranger.
Feed the flame.
Alimenter la flamme.
Put the correct fuel on the fire once again.
Donner du pétrole sur la flamme.
Feed on the word of the hour.
Donnez-vous alimentez-vous.
Get your flame in the right atmosphere through prayer.
Mettez votre femme dans la flamme dans la bonne atmosphère.
Then put yourself back in the line of your calling.
Et revenez sur la ligne de votre appel.
So that it might express itself.
Et la vie va s'exprimer.
Sometimes when you stand here, some people will be so unexcited about the word.
Il y a certaines personnes qui vont pas être excitées à propos de la parole.
My oh my. I think those people need to stir the fire a little bit.
Il y a des gens ici qui doivent.
I think they need to feed the flame. To make their calling and election sure once again. Because they're not excited about the things of Christ anymore. He laid his hand on you for a purpose. He may take you down in the quarry for a season. Down to the potter's house to shape you up a little bit and remove certain things. But it's all for a purpose. He doesn't want to leave you down there forever. In Jesus says he wants to take you out as a vessel of honor and use you for his glory. That's why even in his chastisement is a proof that you're his son and his daughter. His correction is a proof that his hand is still upon you. That he hasn't given up on you. That the work's not yet finished. Because he who began the good work in you shall be faithful to bring it to completion in the day of Jesus Christ, the Bible says. 1 Timothy 4 verse 14, he says a similar thing. Just as we finish with this. A couple of scriptures. 1 Timothy 4 verse 14.
2 Timothy 4 verse 14.
Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Don't neglect that gift.
Ne néglige pas le don.
Friends, it's easy to neglect something.
C'est facile de
négliger. To neglect something means you just don't pay any attention to it anymore.
Négliger quelque chose, ça veut dire ne plus s'en occuper.
You know, you can neglect the gift of salvation.
Vous pouvez négliger le don du salut.
And then you have no more assurance of your salvation.
Et alors, vous n'avez plus l'assurance de votre
salut. But if you go and read about Christ and what he did for you,
si vous ne voulez pas lire de ce que Christ,
you go and read Kinsman Redeemer once again.
Vous ne voulez pas lire le parent rédempteur.
Get yourself in prayer. Get yourself before him.
Entrez en prière devant lui.
Don't neglect the gift.
Ne négligez pas le don.
Stir up the gift.
Remuez le don.
It says neglect not the gift.
Il dit ne négligez pas le don.
That is in thee. Because things die.
Parce que les choses meurent.
When they're neglected.
Quand elles sont négligées.
And it's so easy to neglect something.
C'est très facile de
just ask yourself today, what is my calling?
Posez-vous seulement la question, quel est mon
appel? What has Christ called me for? When I've seen the manifestation of his spirit in my life, in which channel was it? Surely God is testifying by his personal manifestation in and through you of the very direction that he wants you to go. And if it's really Christ in you, the body of Christ will bear record as well.
Et le corps de Christ aussi va rendre témoignage.
Because every gift is to the edification of the body.
Parce que chaque don, c'est pour l'édification.
To bring us to the unity of the faith.
Pour nous amener à l'unité de la foi.
To bring us to the perfect man, like Paul said.
Pour nous amener à l'homme parfait, comme
your gift will fit together with other gifts in the body.
Votre don va s'accorder avec les autres.
When you in the spirit, you will build up, you will edify.
Quand vous êtes dans l'esprit, vous allez construire, vous allez
you will fortify.
Vous allez fortifier.
You will allow the kingdom to be further expressed in your day.
Vous allez permettre que le royaume s'exprime.
Whether you're a brother, whether you're a sister, doesn't matter.
Que tu sois un frère ou une sœur,
c'est because every one of us is given a measure of the gift of Christ, the Bible.
Parce qu'à chacun de nous, il a été donné une mesure.
Every one of us, the Holy Ghost wants to manifest through.
Chacun a ce dont le Saint-Esprit veut s'exprimer.
Go and read Luke 1 and Luke 2. You find a lot of those words came out of the mouth of Mary, and a lot of them came out of the mouth of Elizabeth, and they're God's words in the Bible.
Vous allez trouver que ces paroles sont les paroles de Marie et d'Elisabeth.
Because they got filled with the Spirit and they prophesied.
Parce qu'elles étaient pleines de du Saint-Esprit.
They weren't taking positions of authority.
Elles n'ont pas pris la position d'autorité.
But they were edifying the body in their day.
Mais elles édifiaient le corps dans leur jour.
They got in the spirit and they strengthened what God was doing at that time.
Elles sont entrées dans l'esprit, elles ont édifié ce que Dieu faisait dans ce
jour. And they took it forward from there.
Et elles ont continué à partir.
That's why it says don't neglect.
C'est pourquoi il dit ne négligez pas.
This gift that is in thee.
Le don qui est en vous.
Let's take the last one, Hebrews 2 verse 3.
Hébreux 2 verset 3.
Let's bring it to the sinner now. to the person who has no assurance of salvation.
Maintenant à la personne qui n'a pas l'assurance du salut.
And let's see what the Paul says to us, to that kind of a person.
Regardez ce que Paul dit au sujet de ce genre.
He says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? How shall we escape?
Comment échapperons-nous?
If we neglect so great a salvation.
Si nous négligeons un si grand salut.
Such a great salvation that God has wrought for us.
Un si grand salut que Dieu a écrit pour nous.
In Christ, by grace.
En Christ, par la grâce.
A finished work.
Une œuvre achevée.
Before you were born.
Avant que vous soyez nés.
But you know you can go to hell just because you neglected salvation.
Vous pouvez aller en enfer juste parce que vous avez.
You just didn't pay any attention to it.
Vous ne vous en êtes pas occupé.
You allowed it to drift by until it was gone.
Vous avez permis que cela soit volé.
What a miserable condition to be in.
Quelle condition misérable dans laquelle se retrouver.
I remember that brother once preaching at the one camp meeting to the youth.
Je me souviens ce frère qui prêchait aux jeunes.
And I watched his message about the rich young ruler.
Et j'ai vu ce message au sujet du
jeune homme. I said it once before.
Je l'avais dit une fois.
And he said he took himself in a drama as the rich young ruler.
Il s'est placé dans ce.
And he said, I'd like to give you my testimony.
Il dit, je vais vous donner mon témoignage.
From down here in the regions of the lost.
Depuis ici, dans la région des perdus.
Just waiting with a fearful looking forward to of judgment.
Attendant ce jugement de colère.
He says, I was this close to salvation.
Il dit, j'étais tellement proche du salut.
He says, I was in the presence of the person of eternal life, Jesus himself.
Le jeune homme dit, j'étais dans la présence de la vie éternelle, Jésus.
And he loved me.
Et il m'a aimé.
And he spoke personally to me.
Et il m'a parlé personnellement.
And he showed me the way of salvation.
Et il m'a montré le chemin du salut.
But I neglected so
mais
great
je l'avais
salvation.
Négligé.
I thought something else was more important than that.
J'avais pensé quelque chose était plus important.
I thought I'd put it off for another day.
Je l'ai repoussé pour un autre jour.
Not knowing my days were numbered.
Ne sachant pas que mes jours étaient comptés.
And my days came to an end.
Mes jours sont arrivés à la
suddenly
fin.
One night.
Malheureusement une
when I looked at my great businesses and how they were prospering.
Quand j'ai regardé mes affaires comment
elles. And I said let me break down these barns and build bigger ones.
J'ai dit je vais démolir ça et construire une autre.
And that very night the voice spoke to me.
Et cette même nuit une voix m'a parlé.
And said thou fool.
Il a dit, fou que tu es.
Tonight,
aujourd'hui,
your soul is required of you.
Cette nuit, votre âme vous sera demandée.
Imagine, you've been right in the presence of eternal life.
Vous pouvez être juste dans la présence de la
vie. Here was this great salvation, Jesus himself standing before you, speaking personally to you.
Ce grand salut, Jésus-Christ se tenait devant vous, vous parlant personnellement.
And you neglected.
Et vous l'avez négligé.
Friends, don't be found in that condition.
Ne soyez pas dans cette
the
condition.
The Bible says today is the day of salvation.
La Bible dit aujourd'hui
today,
c'est le jour du salut.
Today, if you hear his voice.
Il dit si vous écoutez sa voix.
Harden not your hearts.
N'endurcissez
pas
votre
cœur. Israel did in the day of provocation.
Comme Israël avait fait au jour des provocations.
And they never entered into God's rest.
Et ils ne sont jamais entrés dans le
they never entered into the promised land.
Ils ne sont jamais entrés dans
despite the great salvation that had been offered to them.
Ils ont négligé le salut qui leur a été offert.
The prophet says it in the message Hebrews chapter 3.
Le prophète dit dans le message Hébreux chapitre
3. It says now.
Il dit maintenant.
Just don't go away from church today saying.
Ne quittez pas l'église aujourd'hui en disant.
Well, I kind of enjoy going down there.
Je ne peux plus aller là-bas.
I like the singing.
J'aime les chansons.
The people are friendly around that little old church.
Les gens sont amicaux dans cette église.
He says, "Don't do that."
Il dit, ne faites pas cela.
He says, "Brother."
Il dit, mes frères.
Let your heart become a flame.
Que votre cœur soit enflammé.
And say,
et que,
I've got to do something about this.
Que je dois faire quelque chose à ce
sujet. I've got to get out and see if I can get somebody saved.
Je dois sortir et voir si je peux amener
quelqu'un. Do something about it, friends.
Faites quelque chose pour cela.
Great things start.
Les grandes choses commencent.
Sometimes with things that are so small.
Parfois avec des petites choses.
I gave the testimony once before.
J'ai obtenu un témoignage une fois.
Going to church.
En allant à l'église.
And our pastor used that scripture.
Et notre pasteur a utilisé cette écriture.
And then he read from the message Hebrews that quote.
Et il a lu du message Hébreux.
And he says we should worship God.
Il dit vous devez adorer.
He says at your job worship God.
Que votre
tell people.
Vous devez adorer dire aux gens
that God still heals.
Que Dieu est encore en train de guérir.
He says that's worship.
C'est cela l'adoration.
He says don't neglect it.
Il dit ne négligez pas cela.
Don't just go from here and say that was nice and. Drift on. Don't drift like that.
Ne sortez pas seulement en disant que c'était,
do something about
c'était
it.
Bon. Faites quelque chose.
And I really got stirred in my heart that day, and I said, Lord.
J'ai été édifié dans mon cœur ce jour.
And the next day, Monday, I got up and I went to pray, and I prayed. I said, Lord, please.
Le lundi suivant,
I want to do something about this.
Je veux faire quelque chose à ce
and
sujet.
I went to work.
Et je suis allé au travail.
And there was one guy that I testified to.
Il y avait un monsieur à qui j'ai témoigné.
Brothers know, brother, his name was Brilliant.
C'est un homme brillant.
And he was working in the company that I was working with.
Et il travaillait dans la même compagnie.
And he told me when I got to work that day, he says, hey, man, I'm moving my house. I said, where are you going?
Il m'a dit que je vais me déménager.
He says, I'm going to go and stay with that guy there, Shepherd Mwendapoli.
Je lui ai demandé, où est-ce que tu vas? Il dit, je vais aller habiter avec ce berger.
Now, Shepherd Mwendapoli was a disco king.
Sorry.
He was a disco king, Shepherd. This guy, Shepherd.
Cet homme, Shepherd, c'était un homme qui.
He was a sportsman, a man of the world.
Il c'était un homme de sport.
He was in the television adverts on TV.
Il avait même ses publicités à la télé.
So I said to this brother, I said, "Brilliant, don't do that."
J'ai dit à ce frère, ne fais pas
cela. How can you even stay with someone like that? He'll corrupt you.
Il ne va pas rester avec lui, n'habiter avec lui parce qu'il va.
And he said to me, "No."
Il m'a dit non.
It's strange.
Dit, c'est
that guy Shepherd these days, he's saying that he needs God.
Il dit, cet homme-là m'a dit qu'il veut Dieu.
And I said to him, I want to speak to that guy.
Il dit, j'ai dit, je
vais. He said, I'm going to his house tonight.
Il dit, je vais aller chez lui ce
I said,
soir.
Tell him I want to speak to him. Phone me from his house.
Il dit, dis-lui, je vais lui parler.
And I got a phone call in the evening and says, come.
Et j'ai eu
and
un
I went there.
La nuit,
and we led him to Christ.
Et nous l'avons amené
and
à Christ.
He became a believer.
Il est devenu un
and
croyant.
He brought brother David to Christ. He brought brother George to Christ.
Et c'est cet homme-là qui a amené frère David et frère George.
And the effects keep going on.
Et la flamme a continué.
And that's why I never forget that quote.
C'est pourquoi je n'oublie pas
because
cette
God's word when he sends it.
Et parce que Dieu,
he doesn't want it to return without bringing forth the fruit to which it was sent.
Cela ne revient pas sans avoir produit les fruits.
And if you and I would just stir ourselves up today and say, Lord,
si seulement nous pouvons nous remuer,
when I go from this place,
Seigneur, je
as I enter into this week,
d'ici la fin de cette semaine,
I want to stir up this gift that's
je veux remuer ce
I want to see the manifestation of your spirit in my life.
Je veux voir la manifestation
I'm tired of looking at other people and their faults
j'en ai marre de regarder
and correcting everybody else.
Et corriger tout le monde.
Lord, this is a personal obligation
Seigneur, ceci est une
between
obligation
me
personnelle.
And you.
Entre vous et moi.
You personally called me.
Tu m'as appelé personnellement.
You wrote my name in your book. Personally,
tu as écrit mon nom personnellement dans
you've
ton
given
livre.
Me a personal call.
Il doit y avoir un appel
no
personnel.
One can take my place.
Personne ne peut prendre
Lord,
ma place.
Stir up this gift that is within me.
Le Seigneur remue ses dons.
Lord, I want to make this calling sure.
Je veux être sûr de cet appel.
But I want to see the fruits
je veux voir les fruits
of your work
de ton œuvre
in my life once again.
Dans ma vie une fois de
and
plus.
Friends, that's the greatest thing that satisfies a believer.
C'est la plus grande chose qui satisfait le croyant.
Your salvation is eternally secure.
Ton salut est sécurisé éternellement.
But your assurance isn't.
Mais ton assurance ne l'est pas.
The assurance of your salvation can go up and down.
Ton assurance va monte de haut en bas.
And the best way to keep it in the place that it should be.
La meilleure manière de le garder là où il doit être.
Is keep the flame burning.
C'est de garder la flamme.
Lay yourself on the altar as a living sacrifice.
Offrez-vous à l'autel comme un sacrifice vivant.
And say, Lord, let the fire come and consume the sacrifice
dites, Seigneur,
once again.
Que la flamme vienne consumer le sacrifice.
And Lord, if you can use anyone, use me.
Si tu veux utiliser quelqu'un, utilise-moi.
Work through me.
Travaille au travers
manifest
de
yourself in some way.
Manifeste-toi d'une certaine manière.
And continue to work out your salvation.
Et continue à exprimer ton salut.
With respect.
Avec
with reverence.
Respect et révérence.
With fear and trembling.
Avec crainte et tremblement.
And that's the blessed life of a believer.
C'est cela, la vie bénie.
God's done everything he can do.
Dieu ne peut
he's faire. Done the great work at the greatest cost.
Il a fait le plus grand travail au plus grand prix.
He finished the work of your salvation.
Il a terminé l'œuvre de votre salut.
But now he wants to see the work that he started in you.
Maintenant, il veut vous voir faire l'œuvre que lui, il avait commencé.
Come to its completion.
L'œuvre veut
and we
à
have
fin.
A part to play there, friends.
Et vous avez une
let's stand.
Portion à jouer.
Let's sing. We'll call the brother to come. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. It's not the old Catholic way, friends, that we wonder whether we saved all our lives. Never.
C'est pas de la manière des catholiques.
I don't ever doubt that I'm saved.
Je ne doute jamais que je suis sauvé.
I know that he saved me.
Je sais qu'il m'a sauvé.
And the prophet said he's not an Indian giver.
Le prophète dit que Dieu n'est
he
pas
doesn't
donateur.
Give you salvation and then take it away.
Il ne prend pas pour reprendre.
But what we can lose is the joy of our salvation.
Ce que nous pouvons perdre, c'est la
it's
joie
the manifestation of the Spirit.
C'est la manifestation
we
de
can
l'esprit.
Let the flame dim down and
pouvons parfois la
femme to stir up the gift that's within us. Let it be so, we pray. Let's sing.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsty of my soul.
Sorry, sir.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that cannot satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from the well, that never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. There are millions in the world who are craving the pleasures earthly things afford, but none can match the wondrous treasure that I find in Jesus Christ my Lord. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole. So my brother, if the things this world gave you leave hangers that won't pass away, my blessed Lord will come and save you if you kneel to him and humbly pray. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole.
We'll sing one more song as well. I think I told it once before, but it really was something that blessed and challenged me. And I'll just say it once again before we sing another song. It was a man on the Christian radio who was speaking about going beyond your comfort zone. Pushing your boundaries sometimes beyond what you used to. And it was a true experience of his friend on an aeroplane. I think you remember I told it once before. And he was a minister. And the man says, none of us like to sit in the middle chair on an aeroplane.
the middle seat.
And this pastor was put right in this middle seat.
And
there was a man on his left-hand side. And there was this young girl, a child, sitting by the window. And they flew and they were in the air. And this girl, she turned to this pastor and said, "Pastor," and said to him, "Sir."
Et cette femme a regardé le pasteur et a dit, Monsieur,
do you know Jesus?
Est-ce que tu connais Jésus?
And this pastor said, I was taken by surprise.
Le pasteur a dit, j'étais surpris.
And I told him, yes, I do know Jesus.
Et je lui ai dit, oui, je connais Jésus.
I'm a Christian.
Je suis chrétien.
And the girl said, very good.
Et la femme, la fille a dit,
and then the girl, she was quiet for a while and she looked out the window and then
et la fille est restée silencieuse.
And after some time, she pulled the pastor on his sleeve and said, Sir,
et elle a tiré le pasteur par sa chemise en disant, Monsieur,
does that man know Jesus?
Est-ce que ce monsieur-là connaît Jésus?
And pointed at the man sitting next to the pastor.
Et là, il montrait la personne à côté du
and the pastor said, I don't know how to answer, but I said, I don't know.
Et le pasteur a dit, je ne sais pas.
And the girl said, ask him.
Et la fille lui a dit, demande.
And the man says, I knew I had to do it because this girl. So I asked the man next to him, I said, excuse me, do you know Jesus?
J'ai demandé à la personne,
and the man says, I don't. And he says, and I led the man to Christ. And he says, sometimes we need something to take us out of our comfort zone. Friends, let's pray for that. Let's say, Lord, kindle the fire. Stir up the gift so that it pushes me beyond my comfort zone. To those people that I've been too shy to speak to, Lord, quicken me. Put me in the way of my calling. Use me for your glory. Let's sing another one, bro. Let's sing that song. You're a temple of the Holy Ghost, yeah? Know ye not, know ye not, yeah.
Know ye not, know ye not, you are a temple. Know ye not, know ye not, you are a temple. Know ye not, know ye not, you are a temple. You are a temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I know. Yes, I know I am a temple. Yes, I know, yes, I know I am a temple. Yes, I know, yes, I know I am a temple. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost. Know ye not, know ye not, you are a temple. Know ye not, know ye not, you are a temple. Know ye not, know ye not, you are a temple. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I know, yes, I know, I am a temple. Yes, I know, yes, I know, I am a temple. Yes, I know, yes, I know, I am a temple. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. I am a temple of the Holy of glory, full of praise, full of power, full of glory, full of praise, full of power, full of glory. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost.
Let's sing one more, Bloody Babylon. Let's sing it one, Father of life, seated on the throne of grace. It's only by His grace that we're saved, friends. You today, you might not feel that there's too much of a kindling inside of you. But you know what it says? When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Offer Him a sacrifice of praise. Don't give in to your feelings. Why allow your flesh to be your master? You should be the master of your flesh. Why allow your human spirit that can change every day to be your master? Let your soul be your master. And your soul wants to worship Him. Your soul wants to express itself. Give your soul some liberty as we sing the song. And as the praises go up, the blessings will come down. You offer the sacrifice, and He puts the fire on the sacrifice. That's the way that God deals with us. Let's sing that song.
Father of life, seated on your throne of grace, it's only by your mercy we are saved. Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace. Lord Most High, Jesus Christ, we rely on your grace. Failing to forgive, each moment is a gift from you to live. We're only here to tell the world about your grace, until the day you call us all away. So we cry out your Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ, we rely on your grace. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ. We rely on your grace, Adonai, crowned in praise, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ.
Why don't you do what the song says? Let's cry unto His name. Because he's the God of grace. Whatever you need, if you need salvation, don't neglect the salvation. It's being offered to you right now. Approach it the right way. Humble yourself. Acknowledge your need for it. And call upon his name. And the Bible says you shall be saved. He will meet you where you are. Because he always meets you in the point of need. If you need the quickening power. If you say, I'm a believer, but I don't have any quickening power. He said, repent. And be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto as many as afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Have you got God's call in your life? Then the Holy Ghost is for you. It's the very thing that you need to fulfill the purpose of God in your life. Why don't we pray? Let's call upon his name. Whatever you desire, let's speak to him. Father, to bring everything to you. Just need to speak and need the people that you are. Father, to so grateful. To so thankful, Lord, for your goodness. To so just ask Brother David to come to close in prayer, if you don't mind, brother. Just to remember, next Saturday evening, Brother Alan Connor will be with us, 6 o'clock. And then the following Sunday, it'll be Brother Tom will be with us, Brother Tommy McKinstry, praying for the sick, evangelism. Please bring the sick, invite your friends that are lost. Because Brother Tom's stirring up his gift. And may God manifest himself through that gift. May God be with you. And just one more thing as well from next Sunday, just for a couple of weeks. Got some questions about Sunday school and so forth. So at Sunday school next week, I'd like to do some questions and answers. Starting off with questions on Sunday school. So we'll be starting 20 past 10, up to 10 to 11, 30 minutes of Sunday school. Whosoever wants to know the answers to these things, or if you have any other questions, please let me know. We'll address those questions. We'll speak about some of these things of order and so forth in the Sunday school, adult Sunday school, from 20 past 10 up to 10 to 11. So I'd really invite saints. It's been wonderful what Brother Maxwell has been speaking about. Some people have just asked me some questions. So we'll take the opportunity by the grace of God to answer those questions. So please keep that in prayer as well.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, once again we come before you, Lord. Father, we're so thankful for your faithfulness unto us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, to speak to our souls, Lord, each and every day, Father, from the start of the day. Heavenly Father, you whispered to us, Lord, to make our calling and election sure. Father yes, God, Lord. How thankful we are for your mercies, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, and our desire at the end of the service, Lord, as we go out, Father, from this place, Father, from this place of refuge.
Amen, Lord.
Heavenly Father, where we meet the challenges of the world, we go out, Lord, to our workplaces, to our homes. Father God, in this dark age that we live, but Father, our desire, Lord, is that these words, Lord, which were spoken upon this day, Father, let them not fall upon dry ground.
Yes, Lord.
Father, but instead, Lord, we ask thee for grace and mercies. That, Lord, we as your children, Lord, we as your people, Father God, let our hearing not be hardened, Lord.
Amen.
But, Father God, we ask that you'd circumcise our hearts.
Amen.
Father God, that your word will find a resting place, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Father, that as individuals and as a church, we'd grow, Lord, from faith unto faith.
Amen, Lord.
Lord, let us not remain in one place, Lord, where Satan can continually batter us, Lord. And
amen.
Move us from pillar to post. But our desire, Father God, is as we've heard from you.
Amen.
Now give us that due diligence, Lord.
Amen.
Father, to meditate upon your word, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, to allow for your words to have its purpose, Lord, in our hearts.
Amen.
For we know, Lord, you said that your word will always accomplish what you have sent it out to do.
Amen, Lord.
But Lord, help us not to be like the rich young ruler. That Father God, as he stood right beside eternal life, Lord, he took it for granted, Lord.
Amen.
Be merciful to us, Father. Help us, Lord, for Your word is spirit and it's life. And your encouragement to us, Lord, is for us to have better lives, Lord.
Amen, Lord.
Here on earth, Father God, in preparation to our heavenly home.
Amen, Lord.
Father, not necessarily so much in the carnal, but in the spiritual, Lord.
Amen, Lord.
For you bringing us even to this place here in Ireland, in Dublin, Lord. Father, it's for a purpose. It's for a reason.
Amen, Lord.
So, Lord, grant us grace, grant us mercies, help us each one in our lives. Any lying spirit that would say contrary to what your word has said,
amen, Lord,
we rebuke it in the name of our
amen,
Lord Jesus
Lord,
Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we're trusting only in thee because, Father, we lean not upon the arm of flesh. We know, Father God, if we trust in you, we shall never be ashamed, Lord. So help your people upon this day.
Please, Lord.
Lord, bless each and every brother and sister, each and every child. We've all heard your word upon this day.
Amen.
Please, Lord, be merciful to your children. Undertake for us, Father. We pray as well, Lord, for those who have traveled, Brother George and his
Amen.
Family.
Yes, Lord.
Grant them safe journey as they would return. Those that were at work, Lord, Sister Sharon, be merciful
Amen.
To her upon this day.
Amen.
Father God, we just look any other requests that we may have overlooked. Lord, you know them all.
Amen.
Father, we trust as well that the visitors in our midst had a blessed time.
Oh, Lord.
Continue to be with them. Be with us now, Lord, as we go our separate ways. Father, as we ask all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless us.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Oh, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and praise. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face and the tears